find out how to vote absentee. And finally, remember, vote on Election Day, April 4th. The future of our children and the future of our community depend.
You're listening to AM 920 WGNU. Time now for another edition of the Wake Up Call with Liz Brown. Views expressed on this program are not necessarily those of the staff, management, or advertisers of WGNU Radio. This broadcast is a production of Norman Broadcasting Company, Incorporated, and WGNU Radio, and is intended solely for the information and entertainment of our listening audience. Any rebroadcast, transcribing, recording, or other use of this material without the expressed written consent of Norman Broadcasting Company, Incorporated, and WGNU Radio is strictly prohibited. We ask that you govern your calls within the bounds of brevity and good taste. And now, the Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Young brothers, help me listen. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Young brothers, help me listen.
Time for us to use our power. Please do not beg for power. Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Somebody bad news for all of you. The people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight. Remember?
I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below that the low knee.
Revolution in the air, young brothers, help me listen.
Well, the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it. A struggle against the common enemies of man, charity, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal, yet many are denied equal
treatment. And so we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Wake Up Call. Good morning. This is Liz Brown. My number here is 1-877-920-WGNU. 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have all kinds of stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. Get up. Get to me, my goodness gracious. Ooh, do we have some stuff to talk about this morning. We're getting closer and closer to Election Day. Yes, we are. A week from tomorrow is Election Day all over this region, and things are getting rough out there. Things are getting rough out there. I want to talk to you about some of the things that are going on, but I want to kind of tie them to the energy of the place and the times that we're in, okay? I want to tie it to the energy of the place and the times that we find ourselves in. Two things. There are two stories that I want to talk about here. I say it all the time, but I am inspired more and more. After working with some elected officials out here that are really, really, really trying to, not even trying to, really are making a difference. After having worked with former elected officials that have made a difference. You know, just working with and being in the presence of Irene J. Smith. Talking about what needs to be done and discussing the issues of how people need to clown. Those are my words. People need to clown. People need to there were over, what was it, almost 100,000 people in the streets all over the country on this immigration piece. 100,000 people in protest of the changes to this immigration piece. That stuff lands. We need to be in the streets, y'all. We need to be in the streets about what is going on with our educational system. They are snatching away something. They are trying to snatch away something that is yours and determines the future of your child and the future of your family and the future of your community. Everything that matters to you and the way that you live. Because I don't care if you send your kids to private school. I don't care. If you send your kids to private schools, they're still going to have to deal with kids that go to public schools. Who's your son going to marry? Who's your daughter going to date? Who's your son going to be employed by? Who's your son? Who's going to work for your son? Who's going to work for your daughter? It matters who. It matters how this public school system is. Because all of those public school babies are coming out of school. And your sons and all those of you that are isolated so much to think that, well, I have protected my child. They're in a private school. Baby, they're only in school till they're 18. They're going to be in the world with kids that are educated in the public schools. Your son's going to date a girl that went to public school, may marry a girl that went to public schools. Your daughter's going to have the pickings of the men that went to public schools. And it's a smart investment. It's a preservation investment that you keep watch over and protect the public schools. You can't let them go to hell in a handbasket because your baby's in that basket too. Your baby is in that basket too. So we have to be out in the streets, y'all. We need to be out in the streets about what they're doing. And I just want to take you to a couple of national stories to show you that we need to be out here, folks. Supreme Court Justice Anton Scalia. Okay? He is responding to Guantanamo Bay. And he is saying that he is astounded at the hypocritical reaction in Europe to Guantanamo. War is war, says this, for Christ's sake, Supreme Court Justice. War is war, and it has never been the case that when you captured a combatant, you had to give them a jury trial in your civil courts. That's what the Supreme Court Justice said. He challenged by one audience member about whether Guantanamo detainees don't have protections under the Geneva or Human Rights Convention. This is what Scalia said. This is what the Supreme Court Justice in the United States said. If he was captured by my army on a battlefield, that's where he belongs. I had a son on that battlefield, and they were shooting at my son. I'm not about to give this man who was captured in a war a full jury trial. I mean, it's crazy. He sounds like somebody that calls those right-wing talk shows, doesn't he? That referring to his son who served in the U.S. Army in Iraq. I can't recall an instance where I heard a judge speak so openly about a case that's in front of him without hearing arguments. Oh, yeah, did I mention that? There's a case called Hamadan versus Rumsfeld that strikes at that raises the issue of whether or not detainees deserve legal protections and that make the military tribunals unfair, huh? Where do you think Scalia is going to come down on that issue? Oh, yeah, and they're not supposed to comment on cases in front of them. So there are two things. One, that he violated a practice. A long-standing practice. And two, Jesus, what came out of his mouth should scare you to the core. We don't need to follow any stinking Geneva conventions. You try them on the battlefield, and that's that. Sound like he was shooting at my daddy, let's go kill him? See, it sounded the fruit of that same twisted, self-serving fake tree. Y'all need to be out in the streets. Y'all need to be out in the streets. 100,000 people were out in the streets challenging these immigration changes. They did a poll for all of these weak, limp-wrist, fake Democrats out here, these senators. Remember Senator Russ Feingold asking for a censure of George W. Bush? A Newsweek did a poll. 50% of those surveyed opposed censuring Bush, while 42% supported it. Amongst Democrats, 60% favored it. And that's without any PR to it. That's without any beating of the drums. That, you know what? I just want to try to underscore with the craziness of where we are right now. Newt Gingrich said, I offer to the Democrats their slogan to win back the House and the Senate. You know what his slogan was? This is going to show you how crazy the times are that we live in. You know what Newt Gingrich's slogan was? For the Democrats to say to the public, as a reason for the public to turn over majority in the House and majority in the Senate to the Democrats, you know what his slogan was? Had enough. And I'm like, oh my God. We're in such a crazy time. Newt Gingrich is right. That would be a perfect slogan for the Democrats. Just do a little ticker tape parade thing of all of the bad things that have happened under the Republican watch. At the end of it, put, had enough. For change. Had enough. $30 billion quadrillion dollars in deficit. Had enough. Jobs are hard to find. Had enough. The world hates us. Had enough. We're never getting out of this war. Had enough. The response to Katrina. Had enough. Brilliant. Brilliant. How crazy of a time do we live in that Newt Gingrich's slogan to the Newt Gingrich is giving slogans to the Democrats, and it's a doable slogan. Had enough. I love it. Had enough? 45404. Feingold's, the Democrats love Feingold's. And remember, a censure is no big deal. It's certainly not asking for impeachment. And for the Democrats to say, well, we're not in control. Were the Republicans in the majority when Newt Gingrich asked for the contract with America? Were they? No, they weren't. Were they in the majority? No, they weren't. When they were asking for impeachment? No, they weren't. Well, they were in the House. They weren't in the Senate. Four five four oh 400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have, y'all need to be in the streets. This school board election in the city of St. Louis tells you that you need to be in the street. I told you not to support Joe Clark. I told you Joe Clark was not to be trusted. I told you the people to support Donna Jones, Donna Jones, Donna Jones, and Peter Downs. Because the math is that even if we, it can't just be one. It's not enough to get Peter in because you still don't have the math to break their hold on the board. It has to be Donna Jones and Peter Downs. And you heard Donna Jones on this show. She's wonderful. She's absolutely wonderful. Imagine a real parent on the board with a vested interest. Check this out. Check this out. Two things. Told you not to support that Joe Clark. Now, let me ask you this. Y'all have been with me long enough. Y'all have been listening to me long enough. Y'all have been hearing me year after year after year saying why this is wrong. And these folks are not to be trusted. Everybody wanted to give Craig $300,000, $25,000 a year, Williams a chance. I said no. I saw who brought you to the dance. I know you ain't no good. I'm familiar with who you hang out with. You sleep with dogs. I know you got fleas. I said no, don't give him a chance. Who was right? Now, check this out. Joe Clark. Let me ask you this. Joe Clark is allowed to be up in the St. Louis Public School Board campaigning. Do you hear what I'm saying? He's in the board. He's at the Board of Education campaigning as a board candidate. An employee in the central office said Joe Clark was in the building campaigning twice last week, asking employees to voting for him and handing out campaign literature. Huh. So my question to you is this. Liz Brown can't get in the St. Louis Public School Board building. Peter Downs can't get in there to hand out campaign literature. The building is on lockdown. Craig Williams has bodyguards. So did the little man that was here before, Bill Roberti, the little fella. So my question to you is this. If Joe Clark is campaigning in the St. Louis Public Schools, who do you suppose gave him permission to do that? And why? I'll tell you. He's allowed to be in there because he's a front. He's allowed to be in there because the only reason that he is campaigning is to take votes away from Donna Jones and to drive down the math so that Darnetta Klingstell-Schamel and Jim Buford Slay get elected. He's a stalking horse, is what he is. If he gets on the board, it's a win-win for the board. He's a destructive horse. If he's in the school board campaigning, it's because Craig Williams, $25,000 a month, insisted that he be in there. Oh, did I tell you that Joe Clark's daughter works for Craig Williams? I tell you that. Did I tell you that he introduces her at all the little meetings as Joe Clark's daughter? Did I tell you that? Did I mention that? Did I tell you that? Oh, yeah. Oh, did I tell you that when I interviewed Joe Clark, he walked out of the interview when I started pressing him on some of his positions? Did I tell you that? Did I mention that? Huh. When someone shows you who they are, believe them. Oh, did I tell you that he's Rodney Hubbard's father-in-law? Did I tell you that? Rodney Hubbard, who on Tuesday is going to be carrying so much water for the voucher people. You're going to think that he is Niagara Falls. That's how much water he's going to be carrying for them. Did I tell you that? When somebody tells you who they are, believe them. Believe them. Y'all need to be in the streets. All of you teachers, I know that they're making it tough for you. I know that Craig Williams has a lockout, basically mandating that all the teachers be in their classrooms on election day. Y'all, it's now or never. You better stand for something. You better stand for something. It's now or never. You all are supporting Donna Jones. You are supporting Peter Downs. You better take it to the mat. You better take it to the map. You better step out on election day and handle your business, because you're damned if you do and double damned if you don't. Because if you win the election, you ain't got jack to worry about. If you lose the election, they're coming after you anyway. You better take it to the mat. You better not be in school. You better work this election on election day, because this is real. They're taking you out anyway. You better figure something out. You better figure something out. We're going to take a break, folks. I'm Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. I see you on the line. I know you want to talk. I'll get to you, but we have to tend to this business first. Stay with me. But she doesn't.
Good morning, St. Louis. 32 minutes after the hour, 6 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Account Temps. Eastbound 78 Salisbury, disabled bus in the right lane is blocked this hour. Eastbound 44 from 109 to Merrimack River Bridge looks good. Northbound 55 from Herculane and McNutt to 270, no problems to report there. Northbound 270 at 55 and 44 is on the move. Westbound 270 at Bell Fountain and New Florissant looks good. Eastbound 70 from Zumbel all the way into 270 is on the move as well. Eastbound 40 from Long Road to 270, nothing to report there. Eastbound 70 from T.R. Hughes all the way into 79, look for slight delays. Westbound Martin Luther King Bridge, traffic from Cleese Landing is on the move. Northbound Route 3 at the Poplar Street Bridge looks good. Westbound 64 at the 5570 split is on the move as well. Westbound 5570 at the Poplar Street Bridge, look for no problems to report there. And that is a look at this hour's traffic. Oh, by the way, southbound Ashby at Page, there's an accident. Right lane is blocked. That is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by Account Temps, the world's leader in specialized financial staffing. When you need temporary accounting or financial help, call Account Temps. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Wednesday. Showers likely today, high in the mid-50s. This evening, mostly cloudy till early morning, becoming partly cloudy with a low in the lower 40s. Tuesday, partly cloudy skies with a high in the upper 50s. Tuesday evening, partly cloudy with a low around 40. And Wednesday, partly cloudy still with a high in the mid-60s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 42 degrees under overcast skies. Lambert Field is also reporting clouds and 42. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake-Up Call. I'm Howard Morton. We'll take another look at your WGNU news, traffic, and weather in the top of the 7 o'clock hour.
Time again to register for the Friday Because We Care drawing. Be the third caller at 454-6660, and your name goes in the box to win a Because We Care package this Friday during the last part of the 9 o'clock hour. The third caller at 454-6660 gets registered. Call now.
Hi, I'm Donna Jones, and your children's academic achievement will come first if you elect me to the St. Louis Board of Education. I'll work to lower class sizes, reopen alternative schools, and restore the 25 accreditation points that were squandered by the current board. I'll work to reduce top administrative salaries, stop the extension of the school day, and provide bus service to all students. Make schools lead safe and act on the Kerner Report. Most of all, I'll work to include parents, students, and teachers as part of the policy-making process. As a former parent liaison at Dewey International Study School, I know the importance of keeping communication lines open between families and school, because today's students have the potential to be tomorrow's leader. On Tuesday, April 4th, join me in putting students' achievement first. Vote for me, Donna Jones, for the St. Louis Board of Education.
Paid for by the committee to elect Donna Jones to the Board of Education, Connie Davis, treasurer.
No more calls for the Friday drawing. We have our winner. No more calls at this time, please. Thank you.
For the issues that matter most to you, it's AM 920 WGNU.
Listen, folks, I know it's springtime, it's springtime, it's springtime. You want to get rid of some of those winter inches. Here's how you're going to do it. Lose the inches challenge, 8-week challenge. I'm telling you, we're at Get Down Mama. That's right. Got to exercise to drop off the weight naturally. Mama, here's the deal. $100 gets you unlimited 8 weeks of fitness classes at Get Down Mama. Latin salsa, African style dance, belly dance, no more flabby abs, total fitness boot camp, strength training, Pilates, 1.5 hour massage, 1.5 hour personal training session, all for $100. It's a $300 value, and if you lose the most inches in 8 weeks, you get $500 cash. You must register by March 31st. March 31st is coming right up. You better call now. 524-6162. 524-6162. 524-6162. Get down, mama. Lose the inches and win $500 cash. 524-6162. Get down, mama.
My name is Peter Downs. In the last 3 years, we've seen St. Louis schools lose 25 accreditation points.
Peter Downs has been a public schools parent for 18 years and has two children currently in St. Louis public schools.
Violence in schools has soared and the dropout rate has shot up.
As publisher and editor of the St. Louis Schools Watch, Peter Downs has been an advocate for all children.
It is time to turn our schools around.
Peter Downs' reporting helped prod the management of St. Louis Public Schools to clean up lead contamination at Mann's school.
Vote for me on April 4th. Let's build a school board that wants to educate every child. Let's build a school board that will work with parents and the community to build the kind of schools that St. Louisans want.
As a school board member, Peter Downs will be able to do even more.
Together, we can make a difference. Vote for Peter Downs for school board.
Peter Downs is a parent's choice for school board.
My name is Peter Downs. Vote for me on April 4th.
Paid for by the committee to elect Peter Downs, Kathy Steyer, treasurer.
Shelley Welsh will make a great mayor of University City. I'm Dave, and I've seen Shelley's powerful performance on city council. We've all seen Shelley Welsh fight to use taxpayer money wisely to build us a great rec center. We've all seen how Shelley Welsh can enhance our future as she organized the highly effective advisory board for economic progress. We've all seen Shelley Welsh unite citizens across borders of color, gender, economy, while her opponents make an ugly effort to divide us. Now we all need to make Shelley Welsh mayor.
This ad has been paid for by Shelley Welsh for mayor, Julie Neiman, treasurer.
It's the information you need to know about but can't find anywhere else on the dial. The award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
You want to know what you're going to get in me? Just a little touch of star quality.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. I'm Liz Brown. 1-877-920-WGNU is my number. Revolution@LizBrown.com. Revolution@LizBrown.com. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have so much stuff to talk about. You're on the Wake Up Call. Good morning.
Good morning, Liz. How are you
hey,
today?
Hey, Stan. Good morning.
Yesterday at about 10:30, my doorbell rang. I was expecting my daughter. I went to my door, and someone was shoving plink scale literature through my mail slot.
You live north or south?
North St. Louis.
Okay.
I immediately opened my door, and here was this young lady asking me, well, you know, I'm coming by. We're trying to get Darnell. And before she could finish the sentence, I said, look, sister, people here don't vote for Clinkstale. And closed my door. I'm so upset because Sunday to me, is the day that everybody's supposed to be on the same page trying to do something positive and spiritual. And you come and slip crap from the devil through my mail slot. I was so upset.
And here's what I need you to do. I need you to take that fury and to go on your block. Knock on the doors on your block and make sure that everybody sees the world the way that you do, and everybody's going to get out and what I say, take the trash out. Take the trash out on election day.
I'm talking to everybody I know about.
I understand.
They already know the place.
I'm just saying, stay on it, Sam, because the fact of the matter is that, do you know that they sent out literature to South St. Louis, a piece of literature with Peter Downs' picture on it? An anti-Peter Downs. Now, this is the expensive, slick, full-color, big old card things that, mm-hmm. that they're sending out. They sent those to South St. Louis saying that Peter Downs would turn back our schools.
What?
Yes, ma'am. Oh, it's on. We have to embrace how we are trying to change the world. This is hundreds of millions of dollars that's just being poured into people's pockets, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And they want to hold on to that money. So we have got to, I'm telling you, for whatever you've done, San, and I know that you've done a lot, we got to double our efforts up this last week. Because they are going to try to trick people. They're going to try to lie to people. And they're going to try to steal this election. 100,000 people turned out in the streets over the weekend just because they're talking about changing immigration. We know what these fools have done. We know what these monsters have done. It's time to take the trash out. Everybody needs to be clowning this week and getting to their people and making sure that everybody knows that a week from tomorrow is election day.
It's out there, Liz.
All right, Sam. Thanks for your call.
Bye-bye.
454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Get to me. D.
Top of the morning to you, Dr. Brown.
Rest of the day to you.
Thank you so much. Colonel Klink, signs are everywhere. I think I've pulled at least 50.
Mm-hmm. I know, I pulled at least 50, too.
And they make real good trash.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do.
Many people that was not of your opinion is presently sliding over to your side.
I know that's
right. Without giving you credit, you know, for the police board and the school board. The front page on the St. Louis American, I know you don't read it, but they seem to be coming over to your way of thought. I didn't hear them giving you credit, but I'm sure it's forthcoming.
Mm. Yeah, right.
Okay, we got to pull those signs up.
Pull them up. Every time you see the Darnetta Klink signs.
They're always on public property.
I'm not talking about going on anybody's yard. You don't have to worry about going on anybody's yard because nobody has them in their front yard. Public property, pull them up, throw them away. Take the trash out. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Get to me. Sam.
Yes, Liz. I was calling on the anti-Peter Down literature. I live on the south side, and I think it was, I don't know, Thursday or Friday, I received a slick advertisement on supporting Jim Buford and Klingsdale.
Uh-huh.
Nice glossy picture with the kids and all that. And then the next day I saw this anti-Peter Downs, and it had this grainy picture of him up in the left-hand corner that looked like he was some sort of a criminal or something.
Uh-huh. What did you think when you saw that, Sam?
I was appalled because I listen to your show regularly and, you know, his update on St. Louis schools, and I was just impressed. "Quote unquote," with the slick advertisement. On the one hand, it was so misleading because it was so totally negative,
and it was all and they were all lies. They were all absolute lies. The idea that they're saying that he isn't it interesting? As a reporter, he's saying what has resulted in 3 years of Darnetta Klingsdale as president of the school board, and that's called finger pointing. Isn't that something? That's reduced down to finger pointing.
And the slickness of the advertisement, I think they cited like four St. Louis Post-Dispatch articles that kind of skewed his mindset when it came to, I feel, constructively pointing out the weaknesses of the system.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, I'm going to vote for him and
please
motivate some folks on my blog also.
Excellent, Sam, because that's what has to happen. I appreciate your vote. Everybody appreciates your vote, but everybody needs to get up and go vote for not just Peter, but Donna Jones, too,
Donna Jones too.
Because you can't just get Peter in. We got to get Donna Jones and Peter in.
Absolutely. And your remark about this, this quail of support in Los Angeles for this illegal immigrant
situation. That's right.
So, you know, the numbers are there. Just have to galvanize and organize and make it happen.
And get out there. Get out there in the streets. Thank you,
Sam.
Thank
you.
We're going to take a break, folks. This is Liz Brown. And before we do, let me just give you an opportunity, folks. Let me just give you, you know what? Spring is here. It's time, you know, you need to be working off those, some, you know, working off that winter inch. Here's what you're going to do. You're going to get down, mama. Got to exercise to drop off the weight naturally, mama. I'm talking about an 8-week lose the inches challenge. $100 will get you Latin salsa, African style dance, belly dance, no more flabby abs, total fitness boot camp, strength planning, Pilates, 1.5-hour massage, 1.5-hour personal training session, all for $100. It's a $300 value. Check this out. And if you lose the most inches in this 8-week period, you will win $500 cash. You know what? Get down, mama. Get on over to Get Down, mama. Here's the number. You have to register by March 31st. That's the end of this week. So you better pick up the phone and call 524-6162, 524-6162. It's a beautiful facility, a wonderful opportunity. $500 cash is just waiting for you to take off some inches. 524-6162. Get down, mama. For $100, you can't beat it. All you can do is lose the inches. 524-6162. March 31st is the deadline. Get down, mama.
One always picks the easy fight. One praises fools, one's mother's light. One shifts from left to right. Politics, the art of the possible.
Time again to register for the Friday Because We Care drawing. Be the third caller at 454-6660, and your name goes in the box to win a Because We Care package this Friday during the last part of the 9 o'clock hour. The third caller at 454-6660 gets registered. Call now. This is your wake-up call, local news update. Dateline London. A British newspaper report says a heated battle is now underway for control of Baghdad between Sunni and Shiite Muslims. Political leaders say there could be even more harsh street fighting as the forces try to take over the areas where they have the most strength. A number of leaders in Iraq say that civil war is coming, and the test will be in the capital city, where the makeup of the population is diverse. One of the greatest concerns is whether the Iraqi soldiers and police will stand up to the challenge or simply melt away into the camps to which they are most loyal. As of today, Sunnis and Shias are relocating in Baghdad, so they are not left in areas where they are in the minority and can become targets for retaliation. And Dateline Kabul. A news report from the Associated Press quotes the Afghan Minister of Mines and Industry as saying there are two areas in the northern part of Afghanistan that are believed to contain at least 18 times more oil and 3 times more natural gas than previously estimated. The survey that led to this conclusion was done by the U.S. Trade and Development Agency over a 4-year period and cost over $2 million. The amount is believed to be about 1.6 billion barrels of oil and lies mostly in the Afghan-Tajik Basin and over 15 trillion cubic feet of natural gas located in the Amu Darya Basin. The invasion of Afghanistan was undertaken shortly after the events of 9/11 because of the belief that he was located there, Osama bin Laden, that is. But after no trace of him for nearly 4 years, some political analysts are now questioning if looking for bin Laden was the real motive for going there. This is your wake-up call global news update. No more calls for the Friday drawing. We have our winner. No more calls at this time, please. Thank you.
How do you become a hero at work? It's easy. Just drop your business card at the Olivet Great Harvest Bread Store, 9449 Olive Boulevard. Your friends at AM 920 will draw a new winner every week beginning Friday, March 10th, and deliver a basket of goodies on Monday to the winning workplace. Contest ends May 29th, 2006. No purchase necessary. Employees of WGNE Radio and contributing sponsors not eligible. One prize per employer, please. The WGNE Workplace Hero from the Olivet Great Harvest Bread Store, Thomas Brand Coffee, and AM 920 WGNU.
After two very successful tours through the U.S. and Canada, the Flying Dutchman André Rieu and his fabulous Johann Strauss Orchestra are back for a series of unforgettable and romantic concerts. Enjoy an evening filled with delightful opera, light opera, and musical melodies with classical music and compelling waltzes, with funny and touching moments, but above all, with lots of romance. This will be a night to always remember, so be there.
André Rieu, in concert, April 26th at Savas Center. Tickets available at all Ticketmaster outlets, online at Ticketmaster.com, or call 314-241-1888.
Don't miss this. André Rieu, the man who brings classics to the world. Get your tickets soon and let André Rieu, the world-famous King of Waltz, take you on a musical journey like never before.
This is Dr. Laura Schlesinger. Tune in weekday afternoons from 2 till 5 on AM 920 WGNU. Dial 1-800-DR-LAURA and let's take on the day together.
Shelley Welsh will make a great mayor of University City. I'm Dave, and I've seen Shelley's powerful performance on City Council. We've all seen Shelley Welsh fight to use taxpayer money wisely to build us a great rec center. We've all seen how Shelley Welsh can enhance our future as she organized the highly effective Advisory Board for Economic Progress. We've all seen Shelley Welsh unite citizens across borders of color, gender, economy, while her opponents make an ugly effort to divide us. Now we all need to make Shelley Welsh mayor.
This ad has been paid for by Shelley Welsh for mayor, Julie Neiman, treasurer.
The people, the issues affecting your life, right here, right now, on the award-winning Wake Up Call.
And listen to my life go by, and at times I wonder why I even try. Well, I try because I like to finish what I start, and I have faith it can get better tomorrow. But it won't if you keep treating me like I'm invisible.
This is Liz Brown. How are you doing? How are you doing out there? 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have so much stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is the fax. Get up. Get up. Get up. Get to me. And we have business to tend to. Let's handle our business. Jane, good morning.
Good morning, Liz. I'm calling to talk to the audience to let them know we really, really need to work hard at getting Buford and Donetta off of that school
board. You mean Buford, Slade, Klingsdale, Shamel?
Right. Mm-hmm. I'm remembering in November when we interviewed them, and we asked Donetta.
Who's the we?
Well, I'm on the cult committee for the union.
Mm-hmm.
And Donetta was one of the candidates that was there to answer questions about why she wanted to be back on the board. And, of course, you know, she was very unprepared because she brought nothing but literature. One sheet of paper that didn't outline anything had her picture with the kids on it that she's circulating now that she said she'd done things that she'd done. But the most ironic question that we asked her, which was really letting me see what kind of person she really was, because she's a slitter. She really likes to slime through stuff. She said, and it really got me angry, we asked her if she would be willing to volunteer one day in a classroom at a school of her choice. She could take her security people with her and sit there with the children and just to let the children know who she was and that she really cared for them. She said, oh, no, you don't want me in that classroom.
You are.
Definitely,
shut up.
You don't want me in that classroom.
Shut
I'm
up.
I'm not the person to be in. I looked at this woman. I said, she's lost her mind.
Shut up.
I was
wait a minute,
shocked.
Jane. Wait a minute, Jane. I just got to break. I'm sorry. Let me do what I do. You're telling the audience that during an interview with the teachers' organization, the teachers' union, okay? She's the president of the St. Louis Public School Board was asked the question, would you once a month
volunteer to go sit in a classroom of your own choosing. She's the president of the board, so clearly she doesn't have a practice like that right now. And when asked the question, she said, "Oh no, you don't want me in a classroom." Well, then that means we sure don't want you behind on the board either, do we?
You got that right. I looked at this woman. She said,
"Oh no."
Oh no, you don't want me. You guys, you're the paid professionals. You need no.
Stella, wait a minute. Were you all asking her to teach a class?
No, we are.
You were just asking her to sit in the classroom and say, "Babies, I'm your president of the board. Please, I bet you she's been to every party in town saying she's the president of the school board. I know she goes to her church and has her pastor introduce her as the president of the school board. She ain't got any problem with going from event to event touting that she's the president of the school board. But when you ask her to go inside of the schools, she said, hell no."
She said, "Yeah," and I looked at this woman. I said, "She's lost her mind. She doesn't like kids."
No, she doesn't like these black babies
in
this school.
And I said, "This woman does. She's really doesn't need to be on that board. Not the first time. Not the second time. Not any time."
She said, "No, she would not." Let me do what I do here for a second. During an election, she couldn't even bring herself to say, "Yes, I'm going to do that."
Even
during an election, because it was...
Every question that we asked her, she could never give a direct answer. She slithered this way, she slithered that way. I said, "Is this woman a snail or a snake?"
Well, both of them slime.
Got that right.
All right. Thanks for your call.
She needs to be run out of that school board.
Everybody needs to be knocking on doors and making phone calls right now.
Yes, and we do need some more volunteers.
What's the number?
At the union is 781-2077. 781-2077.
Very good, Jane. Thank you so much.
All right. Bye-bye.
454-0400 is my phone number. Get to me. Betty.
Yeah, how you doing, Liz?
I'm outstanding.
Okay, I've always received some notification of an election in the mail.
Yes, ma'am.
I have not received anything this year. And, of course, my vision's been awfully poor since I had a cataract surgery.
Yes, ma'am.
And I just want to ask you, what issues on the ballot this year?
Okay, here's what's
in
on the
month. What date?
Okay, the election is next Tuesday.
Yeah.
Okay, the issues are, of course, the school board. You live in the city of St. Louis, right?
Yeah.
All right, so the people that you vote for on the school board, Peter Downs and Donna Jones. Those are the two people on the school board, Downs and Jones, okay?
Okay.
And then there's also a constitutional amendment on there that would make it harder to be able to recall your alder people, and the answer to that is no. And then the other two positions, the answer is no as well. No all the way down the line.
Oh, okay.
Okay?
Thank you very much.
You're more than welcome. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get to me. Charles.
Yes. Liz, am I correct that I heard a commercial featuring Dumb and Dumber supporting Buford and Clinksdale?
Who would be the Dumb and who would be the Dumber? Because there's a lot of candidates out there, so getting in there.
I'm talking about our former mayor, Bosley, and his pimp father.
Yeah. Yeah, you did. Yeah, you did. Yeah, you did.
People, we are in trouble, and we.
Yeah, you did. I'm gonna play the commercial because I got it as well, and it is just appalling and disgusting. But remember, Freeman Senior is also pushing this bill to make it harder to recall people because they're coming after him. So that's another reason. So there are two ways to vote against Freeman Senior out there. You put Donna Jones and Peter Downs in, and then you vote against this constitutional amendment too.
Unbelievable.
It's hurtful. It's hurtful because it just shows that people don't care about the community.
And never did.
Never did.
Never
did.
Thank you, Liz.
Thanks for your call. I'm Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. Listen, folks. I'll be back in the next hour. Stay with me.
I think I'm hearing revolution. Our house. Please do not take hope from her.
people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis. I will never say that progress has been made. If you take a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
Is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. They're more poor than ever.
For the issues that matter most, it's AM 920 WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. The date was March 10th, 2002. A White House memo says that's when the bombing of Iraq was supposed to begin. The New York Times today is reporting that the memo goes on to say that the Pentagon anticipated an easy victory for the U.S. with the new Iraqi government in place quickly. 4 years later, the violence continues. ABC's Dan Harris has more on today's suicide bombing.
It was a car bomb, according to U.S. military officials, that blew up outside of a police recruiting station near Mosul. The police have been the targets of insurgent violence for years now in Iraq, seen as cooperators with the occupiers. There were, we're told, no coalition forces involved or injured during this attack. However, we're hearing from our sources on the ground there that upwards of 40 Iraqis may have been killed. Dan Harris, ABC News, Baghdad.
What should the U.S. do about 11 million illegal aliens living within our borders? A Senate committee takes up President Bush's proposal today. It would allow undocumented workers to stay if they do the jobs, the president says. Most Americans wouldn't.
The president and many in his party are sharply divided on this. While Mr. Bush wants a measure to include provisions to allow temporary foreign guest workers, the Republican leader in the Senate, Bill Frist, is proposing a bill that includes tougher border enforcement but says nothing about guest workers.
ABC's Vic Ratner in Washington. The wife of a Tennessee preacher is due in court today. Mary Winkler confessed last week to shooting her husband. Police aren't saying much about a motive other than that they don't believe it was infidelity. UCLA, LSU, Florida, and George Mason. George Mason? Yeah, the little school from Fairfax, Virginia has proven that it did deserve its invitation to the big dance. The Patriots are heading to the NCAA Final Four with yesterday's big win over Connecticut. Admissions officer Brenda Roberts says she's getting a lot of calls lately.
People who didn't know where we existed will now know that we exist.
Patriots take on Florida next Saturday. They meet the winner of the LSU-UCLA game. This is ABC News.
Jack Regal, founder of AdventureWorks, has some important information about the grand opening of his newest store. Jack?
Well, Susan, this will be our 40th store, so we're having a sale to mark the occasion. 40% off.
Wow, you know, it's a wonder you can even make a profit with a great sale like that.
Yeah. Well, it's quite a sale.
So, 40% off.
The problem is our software that projects profitability is so complicated, nobody can use it. But I'm sure it'll be fine. I mean, we've got 40 stores.
You certainly do. Thanks for your time, Jack.
My pleasure.
Even some successful businesses could use help with financial dynamics. That's why there's Microsoft Dynamics, powerful, people-ready business management solutions that can deliver easy-to-use financial analysis tools so you get the data you need to make the most confident decisions. Plus, Microsoft Dynamics can help you with CRM and supply chain management. Visit Microsoft.com/Microsoft Dynamics.
It's probably not the way Airbus hoped a test of its newest, biggest jet would go. Here's ABC's Steve Taylor.
The A380 is a double-deck wide-body designed to carry more than 500 passengers. Imagine evacuating all those people in an emergency. For the test, Airbus filled 853 seats and blocked half of the 16 exits randomly. The goal was to get all passengers and crew off the plane using evacuation slides in the dark in 90 seconds. Airbus says it did it in 80 seconds and called the drill a success. Even though in the frenzy, one man suffered a broken leg and there were at least 32 smaller injuries, a lot of them friction burns going down the slides. Steve Taylor, ABC News.
Bjorn Borg says he has some great fans. He was moved by their sympathy and now he says he won't put his Wimbledon trophies on the auction block after all. The Swede, who won 5 straight titles, has had financial trouble ever since his professional career ended. I'm Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Here's another WGNU News update. This report brought to you by McDonald's. I'm Peyton Colston reporting. In the news at this hour, a man convicted of a murder in a carjacking gone wrong will spend the rest of his life in prison. 20-year-old Gregory Hudson was sentenced Friday to life in prison without parole for the murder of Jarrett Williams. In April 2004, authorities say Hudson shot Williams in a scuffle as Williams tried to stop a carjacking. In other news, monitor your kids' online activities. That's the message from officials after a 14-year-old St. Charles County girl was allegedly raped by a man she met online. St. Charles County Sheriff Tom Neer says making sure your children are safe online can't stop with just monitoring their activity. Neer says you need to teach your kids about responsible online behavior, such as not putting personal information on the Internet or going to meet someone they've met online. Alejandro Pedroso is charged with the statutory rape of a teen he met online while he was living in New York. The sale of the St. Louis Blues still needs the approval of the NHL Board of Governors, but the new ownership group is getting a thumbs up from St. Louis Mayor Francis Slay. The mayor feels the continued redevelopment of downtown is stabilized by the settling of the ownership issues. The Blues' new ownership group is headed up by Dave Checketts and his Sports Capital Partners, along with Towerbrook Capital Partners. The sale also includes the lease on the Savas Center. And finally, more than two dozen additional Missouri counties are covered by a federal disaster declaration after the recent tornado outbreak. President Bush approved the addition of 27 counties to the declaration Friday. Jefferson, Lincoln, Montgomery, and St. Clair counties are among the new disaster areas. Renters, homeowners, and businesses can apply for disaster grants or low-interest loans to recover from the storms. And that's WGNU News, brought to you by McDonald's. Enjoy a little daylight savings at McDonald's. Stop in for one of three delicious breakfast extra value meals, like an Egg McMuffin, hash browns, and small coffee, all for under $3. McDonald's, I'm loving it. I'm Peyton Colston with WGNU News.
Good morning, St. Louis. 7 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by the Illinois Lottery. Eastbound 70 at Adelaide and Salisbury, look for slow traffic. There's a couple stalled school buses on the shoulder. Westbound 5570 from Illinois 203, the exchange, look for an accident there. Eastbound 44 from Antire to 270 looks good. Northbound 55 at 141 and River Repair, no problems report. Northbound 270 is slow on either in pockets from Gravoy all the way to Big Bend. Westbound 270 from Riverview to West Florissant with four no problems reported. Eastbound 70 from Mid Rivers Mall all the way into the Blanchett Bridge looks good. Eastbound 40 from Brentwood to Hanley, look for slow traffic this hour. Eastbound 70 between K and 79, look for slow traffic. The I-70 reversible lanes are closed to eastbound maintenance due to maintenance work. They'll be open to westbound, however. Westbound Martin Luther King Bridge traffic from the Illinois Bank onto Laclede's Landing looks good. Northbound Route 3 from 8th Street on the approaches of the Poplar Street Bridge. They are moving steady this hour. Westbound 64 at 5570. Look for slow traffic. Westbound 5570 from Illinois 60, or from I-64. All the way on to the Poplar Street Bridge. You can expect slow traffic. Olive at Chesterfield Parkway, there's an object in the roadway reportedly to be a box, and that's in the traffic lane. 141 at 40, look for those traffic lights to be on red flash. And that is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by the Illinois Lottery. Play daily, play nightly, play when you need a smile, play for the rush. No matter how you play, play the Illinois Lottery. Have a ball, have fun, play responsibly. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Wednesday. Showers likely today, high in the mid-50s. This evening, mostly cloudy till early morning, becoming partly cloudy with a low in the lower 40s. Tuesday, partly cloudy skies with a high in the upper 50s. Tuesday evening, partly cloudy with a low around 40. And then on Wednesday, partly cloudy skies with a high in the mid-60s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 44 degrees. Lambert Fields reporting 45, both under cloudy conditions. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call. That's up next. We'll take another look at your traffic and weather in the bottom of the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
This is Liz Brown, and I want to remind you that Tuesday, April 4th, is Election Day all over our region. In the city of St. Louis, we have a critically important school board race, and there is also a charter change that would make it harder to recall your alder people. In University City, there's an important mayoral race, as well as aldermen and school board races. And there are important school board races in Hazelwood and in Riverview Gardens. We have seen in St. Louis what happens when the wrong choices are made on a school board. So get involved. Volunteer to work on campaigns, call your neighbors and let them know who to support, and if you can, take off Election Day and work the polls. And if you are unable to vote on Election Day, call your election board and find out how to vote absentee. And finally, remember, vote on Election Day, April 4th. The future of our children and the future of our community depends upon it.
You've been listening to the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown on AM 920 WGNU.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. I am Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. My toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have so much stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is the fax. Get up. Get up. Get to me, my goodness gracious. We have a whole lot of stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. Get up, get to me. And if you want to email me, revolution@lizbrown.com. If you want to check out a archived edition of the show, all you got to do is go to whiterosesociety.org. Those are your directions. Handle your business. Linda, good morning.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
I'm outstanding.
Good. Once again, I have to say thank you for educating us. Since I stumbled across your program, I've got my husband, my niece, and all of my sisters to listen to you because we are so uneducated about what's going on in our school district.
Well, thank you.
And I'd like to say thank you for that. But I just relocated here, and we're in Hazelwood.
Okay.
Who should I vote for on the school board there?
That would be Tony Weaver.
I thought so. I read the article on her that, you know, they stick these little things in your door.
Okay.
Connie Weaver?
Tony Weaver.
Tony Weaver.
Yes. Anthony Tony Weaver.
Okay. And that's the only one?
That's the only one.
All right. Thank you so much.
You're
Liz.
More than
Have
welcome.
A good day.
All right, you too. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. And for those of you that are still trying to make up your mind about the Hazelwood election, all you have to do is listen to the show. This week, Tony Weaver is going to be on the show this week to talk to you about his position on the to be a school board member in the Hazelwood School District. They have some great needs out there as well, and Tony Weaver is running for that position. He will be on the show a little later this week. You don't want to miss that interview. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is the fax. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much to talk about. And I do want to give you an opportunity, folks. Look, ladies, yeah, I know. Winters come along and everybody gets in this whole nesting mode in winter. You know, you want to snuggle in and eat some hearty food and wear your elastic pants and get comfortable. Well, springtime, you can't wear those same elastic pants all the time. So I got an option for you. I have an option for you. Get down, Mama. Got to exercise to drop off the weight naturally, Mama. Here's an 8-week challenge. For $100, you get unlimited 8 weeks of fitness classes at Get Down, Mama, Latin salsa, African style dance, belly dance, no more flabby abs, total fitness boot camp, strength training, Pilates, 1.5-hour massage, 1.5-hour personal training session. All for $100. That's a $300 value. And if you lose the most inches in that 8-week period, you get $500. You heard me, $500. So you need to get down, Mama, and register by March 31st. That's when the doors close. That's when the phones are locked. That's when you can't register anymore after March 31st. So call 524-6162, 524-6162. Get down, Mama. It's an 8-week Lose the Inches challenge for $100. Unlimited access to their fitness center, fitness classes. You need to call 524-6162. You could be the winner. $500 cash. Get down, Mama. 524-6162. My name is Liz Brown. This is the wake-up call. You need to get to me. 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 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is the fax. Get up. Get up. Get to me. I'm telling you, there is so much stuff going on this week. No, let me put it this way. I was wrong. I'll be the first to admit it. I was wrong. I said 100,000 people gathered over the weekend. I was wrong. Over 500,000 people gathered in opposition to changes in the immigration policies. 500,000 people. What's my math? Higher math. 1 million. Half of 1 million is 500,000. That's right. Half a million people. Came together, gathered up, took time out, was there. Okay, they took the time out to stand on their issues. This week in our little world, right here in the city of St. Louis, in the state house, they're going to be debating this voucher bill. This is a bill that's going to take millions of dollars away from your children's schools. And parents, you know, I'd love to have the discussion with those of you that believe that this is about choice. It's not. It's never been about choice. All you have to do is, and I encourage you all, Ted Hoskins is, I'm telling you, the biggest, the most shameless member of the House. He's from the 80th district. He's a Democrat. And he has taken thousands of dollars from Republicans to push a voucher program. And he's the chairman of the Black Caucus. He's shameless. He is absolutely without shame in the amount of money that he'll take, the amount of hustle that he'll do, the amount of dancing that he'll do, the amount of water carrying he'll do for Republican voucher money. This is not about choice. It has never been about choice. It's about stealing your money and giving it to Walmart. The people from Walmart are the people that are funding Ted Hoskins. Partly. He's gotten over $10,000 from them. Oh, now, and how do you know this? All you got to do is go to his, go to the website, the Missouri Ethics website. You can see the Missouri Ethics Commission disclosure report showing the people that Ted Hoskins has taken money from are all right-wing Republican voucher people, pro-voucher people, from Whitney Tilson to, it's all right there in, it's all right there in his own reports. And you know what the sad thing is? The sad thing is that Ted Hoskins doesn't have any competition. The last day, I believe, the last day to file is tomorrow. It would be nice if somebody would go down there and file for the 80th district to run against Ted Hoskins. Shoot, I'd almost pay for your gas and your filing fee. If you drive up there and run against the chairman of the Black Caucus that is taking thousands of dollars from right-wing voucher people. He's not taking money from you all. He's taking their money and dancing their dance. I mean, it's okay to take money. I understand. But at what cost? At what cost? It's the cost of all of your children and all of you. Ted Hoskins is demanding that St. Louis Public Schools, Kansas City Schools, and Wellston Schools, all the babies there, that's where the vouchers would apply. How'd that whole charter school work out for the kids here? It worked out pretty good for us. It was a mess because it was supposed to be a mess. I wish somebody would run against Ted Hoskins. I wish somebody would. I pay your gas to drive up to Jefferson City to file against him in the 80th district. I almost do that. 454-0400. Because he did. There's nobody running against him. There's nobody running against him. So he's left to his own devices to go out there and see whatever who else he can go carry the water for and not carry your interests. He's the handout king. He's the handout king. Always got his hand out to carry somebody else's issues. Ask him what he's done for the St. Louis Public Schools. Ask him for how much money he's voted to put into the St. Louis Public Schools. Oh, he's voted to take it all out. And it's happening this week. If y'all have a chance to go up to Jefferson City, this is the week to go to watch your state representatives do some prostituting. That's a technical legal phrase. To watch them dance the dance after they've taken this money. Watch them do it. Watch Rodney Hubbard and watch Ted Hoskins up there this week. Dancing to the dance of the people. Dancing for the dance of the people that brought him to the dance. All children matter paid for their dance tickets and they're going to be dancing hard up there. We're going to watch them. And I'm going to bring you back some of the stuff that they've said so that you can hear with your own ears what they say. And how they disregard all of your interests and attack other black people in order to keep this lousy $10,000 money that they're getting. Four five four oh 400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Y'all need to call Ted Hoskins, and y'all need to ask him why, as the president of the chairman of the Black Caucus, that he would be out here taking handouts like this and delivering issues that have nothing to do with his community. Ask him why. Ask him if he worked this hard to protect the St. Louis Public Schools. Ask him if he worked that hard to protect the schools, as hard as he's working to take this money from these Republicans who don't care about our kids. Here's his number. His home phone number is 524-6647, 524-6647. And here's his capital phone number, He's probably headed up to Jefferson City. Here's his number up there, 573-751-0169. That's 573-751-0169. Y'all need to just clown. Y'all need to burn the phone lines up. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is the fax. Get up, get to me. Roger.
Ma'am?
Yes.
Hey, this Liz, huh?
Yes, it is.
Liz, I just want to say that I support Darnetta Clingscale and Jim Buford.
How old are you?
Re-elected.
How
old
are you? How old are you, Roger?
I'm only 13.
You're 13, and what school do you go to?
Langston Middle.
You go to where?
Langston Middle.
Langston Middle. And why would you support Darnetta Clingscale?
Because I believe that what they're doing for the school board is right.
Okay. Well, let me ask you a couple of questions. Okay, Roger, you have a couple of minutes?
Yes,
ma'am. Okay. Do you know about the accreditation process, Roger? Do you know what that is?
What is it?
What it is is every few years a school district is judged by the state of Missouri to see if they've done all of the things that they need to do to stay accredited. They have to be accredited to be basically a legal functioning school district. Now, there are a certain number of points that the school district has to have in order to stay accredited. Do you know how many points that we have lost since Darnetta Clingscale and Jim Buford have been there? We've lost 26 points. You know what that means, Roger? 26?
Well...
Wait a minute, and I'm not finished yet, Roger, because you don't know what this is, so I've got to tell you what it is. We've lost 26 points under their leadership, and Darnetta has been the president of the board all of those years. That we have lost more points in this 3-year period than any other school district has lost in the United States of America. No other school district has done this. And not only that, Roger, we have also lost all kinds of jobs of people. Let me give you an example. There are schools in the St. Louis Public Schools that have food that is rotting, that has been served to the kids for breakfast, served to the kids for lunch. And there are schools that children have gotten sick because of the food that they have eaten. And Darnetta Clingscale said, you know what, we need to pay this company, this Sodexo company, or Aramark company, tens of millions of dollars of your money, your parents' money, my parents' money, I mean, my community's money, all of our money. We're paying tens of millions of dollars to a company that is known all over the world for doing this. And when the children were poisoned in the St. Louis Public Schools, you know what Darnetta Clingscale and Jim Buford did?
What?
Nothing. There's been no investigation into that. We can't have people on the board that allow children to get sick and don't care about that. We can't have people on the school board that put our whole district in danger because they are not doing the things to keep the school district fully accredited. Darnetta had never been on the school board before. She didn't know what she was doing. People gave her a chance, and she blew it. And Jim Buford has never been on the school board before, and he blew it being on there. You know that he wasn't even elected to the board. He was appointed to the board. Did you know that?
Yes.
And you support them anyway?
See,
why?
I support Darnetta Clingscale and Jim Buford as far as education-wise and what they're trying to do for the kids.
But see, Roger, Darnetta has been there 3 years. Tell me what she's done in 3 years. You've already given her a chance. Tell me what she's done in 3 years, Roger. You're 13 now? You were 10 when she started. What has she done in three years, education-wise?
Education-wise?
Mm-hmm, in 3 years, because we've already lost 26 points. What has she done in 3 years?
Well... I ain't saying what she's done in 3 years.
But see, sweetie, that's what you have to do because in order to evaluate whether or not you should give somebody your support, you have to look at what they have done. And if you can't say what they have done, then how can you support them?
Liz.
Yes, Roger.
See, you say what they have done. I'm talking about what they're going to do now.
But, sweetie, that's not all that you do when you evaluate somebody. You can't simply say, I know what they're going to do. You have to look at two things. You can hope that they're going to do the best, but you must look at your record. That's like me saying that I'm going to grade you based on what you're going to do as opposed to what you have done. I can't grade you like that. I have to grade you on what you've done. I can't grade you on the test that you haven't taken. I have to grade you on the test that you have taken. Darnetta Klingstell has taken the test. She's been here for 3 years. We have to grade her on what she's done. Doesn't that make sense to you, Roger?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so then what's the grade we give Darnetta for being here?
All right, bye.
Bless your heart. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. You need to get up. You need to put your babies up to do your fighting for you. Don't put your babies up to do your fighting for you. Put that baby up and say, I'm going to judge her based on what she's planning on doing. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get up. Get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is the fax. Sheila, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm outstanding.
The poor young man really doesn't understand that politicians only deliver lip service, and they tell you what they want you to know or what they want you to hear. They're not going to do everything that they say they do. They're not going to do anything, especially when they start seeing dollar signs so they can line their pockets.
Not all of them, but far too many of them.
And my daughter at 4 years old, when she was looking at the mayoral election, she'd go down and see City Hall. She'd say, oh, there's where Mickey Mouse lives. So they really have to understand. And the teachers aren't teaching good politics in school.
Well, again, that's why we're here to educate our children, and that's why it's so important that people get involved in this election, because it matters. When they have people that would put a 13-year-old boy on the air like that to say I support them without telling them why, other than that, there's a lot of work we need to do, and that's why we got to get these people out of there.
That's right. Now, see, my daughter, as you came on and said, she's in another school. But me and my husband, we are also right along with you all fighting this public school system. We were the original ones who went to Jefferson City with you all.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
we are still fighting.
That's right.
In fact, I had a canvasser come to my house last week, and I told her, I've already made up my decision. She said, well, can I leave you some literature about Darlita Kickstail? I told her, nope, not in my house.
All right. Take the trash out. Thanks for your call, Sheila. We're going to take a break. My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. Stay with me.
What's real and going on below, but now you never show it to me, do you? And remember when I moved in you, the holy dark was moving too, and every breath. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Maybe there's a God above.
Good morning, St. Louis. 32 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by McDonald's. Westbound 40 between 170 and Brentwood. Look for a disabled vehicle on the right shoulder. Westbound 40 between Poplar Street Bridge and 14th. There's an incident that's been cleared, but you may see some backup there. Eastbound 44 from Antire all the way to 270 looks good. Northbound 55 from 141 to River DePere, no problems there. Northbound 270 is slow on either side of 44. Westbound 270 from Riverview all the way into West Florissant. Look for no problems to report there. Eastbound 70 from Mid Rivers Mall all the way to Blanchette Bridge looks good. Eastbound 40 between Brentwood and Hanley, look for no problems to report. Eastbound 70 from K to 79 is slow. The I-70 reversible lanes are closed to eastbound traffic due to maintenance work. They are open on the westbound sides. Westbound 40 between Big Ben and Hanley, look for heavy volume going on there. Eastbound 40 from 141 to Mason, look for heavy volume there as well. Westbound Kingbridge traffic from Illinois Bank to Laclede's Landing, look for slow traffic there. Northbound Route 3 from 8th Street onto the Poplar Street Bridge, look for no problems to report there as well. Westbound 64 from Bowell Avenue, the 5570 split, look for slow traffic. Westbound 5570 from 64 onto the PSB, look for slow traffic there as well. 141 at 40, look for the traffic lights not to be working. They're on red flash. Northbound traffic is backed up to near Clayton Road at this hour. And that is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by McDonald's Restaurants. Enjoy a little daylight savings at McDonald's. Stop in for one of three breakfast extra value meals like the Egg McMuffin, hash browns, and a small coffee, all for under $3. McDonald's, I'm loving it. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Wednesday. For today, showers likely, high in the mid-50s this evening. Mostly cloudy till early morning, becoming partly cloudy with a low in the lower 40s. Tuesday and Wednesday, pretty much the same straight across the board. Tuesday, partly cloudy with a high in the upper 50s. And Wednesday, partly cloudy with a high in the mid-60s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we're holding at 44 degrees. Lambert Field has 44 as well, both under cloudy conditions. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Time again to register for the Friday Because We Care drawing. Be the third caller at 454-6660, and your name goes in the box to win a Because We Care package this Friday during the last part of the 9 o'clock hour. The third caller at 454-6660 gets registered. Call now.
Hi, I'm Donna Jones, and your children's academic achievement will come first if you elect me to the St. Louis Board of Education. I'll work to lower class sizes, reopen alternative schools, and restore the 25 accreditation points that were squandered by the current board. I'll work to reduce top administrator salaries, stop the extension of the school day, and provide bus service to all students. Make schools lead safe and act on the Kerner Report. Most of all, I'll work to include parents, students, and teachers as part of the policy-making process. As a former parent liaison at Dewey International Study School, I know the importance of keeping communication lines open between families and school, because today's students have the potential to be tomorrow's leader. On Tuesday, April 4th, join me in putting students' achievement first. Vote for me, Donna Jones, for the St. Louis Board of Education.
Paid for by the committee to elect Donna Jones to the Board of Education, Connie Davis, treasurer.
No more calls for the Friday drawing. We have our winner. No more calls at this time, please. Thank you.
Is the IRS ruining your life? Are you afraid of losing everything? You can end the despair you feel right now. Get ready to write down an important phone number you're going to need to solve your IRS nightmare. The number is 800-376-9913.
Hello, I'm John Harris, president of J.K. Harris & Company, the nation's largest tax representation firm. IRS problems have a way of ruining every aspect of your life if you let them. Our former IRS agents and tax professionals have successfully negotiated settlements for thousands of our clients, saving them millions of dollars.
According to IRS statistics, the average settlement for accepted offers and compromise was between 12 and 15 cents per tax dollar owed, which means you could qualify to reduce your tax debt by as much as 85%. If you owe the IRS back taxes, call J.K. Harris at 800-376-9913. You may qualify to dramatically reduce your tax debt. Call 800-376-9913. 9913. That's 800-376-9913.
Listen, folks, it's springtime. You want to lose some of those winter inches? I got the plan for you. How you do it? Get down, Mama. That's right. Got to exercise to drop off the weight naturally. Mama, look, they're having this eight-week challenge. For 8 weeks, $100, you get 8 weeks of fitness classes at Get Down, Mama. Latin salsa, African-style dance, belly dance, no more flabby ads, total fitness boot camp, strength training, Pilates stretches, one-half-hour massage, one-half-hour personal training, all for $100. This is a $300 value. Call 524-6162. Check this out. If you lose the most inches in this 8 week period, you will win $500 cash. That's right, $500 cash. You must register by March 31st. That's this week. You got to register by this week. 524-6162. 524-6162. The Get Down Mama Lose the Inches Challenge, 8 week challenge. You can do this. It's $100. Give them a call. 524-6162.
Tired of talking to the wall, the TV, the puppy?
Here, Fido.
314-454-0400. 1-877-920-WGNU. Give us a call. We'll listen.
Hello, my name is Irv, and I've lived in University City for 40 years. I've voted in every election. This year, I'm voting for Shelley Welch for mayor. Shelley has proven by her actions to be a very honest, fair, forward-thinking person. Shelley and I worked with a small group of University City residents to create the Green Center, an environmental education center for inner-city youth. This is the kind of leadership University City needs. On April the 4th, you have a choice. As I see it, it's more of the same, or it's time for a change for progress. Vote for Shelley Welch.
Paid for by the
by Shelley Welsh for mayor, Julie Neiman, treasurer.
Real life, on the cutting edge. It's the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. I'm Liz Brown. You need to get up, you need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. Kathy.
Yes, Liz, when you call the Ted Hoskin number, you don't get Ted Hoskin, you get a recording. Please leave a message. So I left a hot message.
Okay.
They're not answering anymore. And also, have you heard what's happening in Mary Dosia, Illinois? It's as cruel as what Roberti did to the school board here. It's horrible. And the corporation that took over there, they're doing some awful things up there.
No, I'm not familiar with that.
You didn't hear about it? I hope your update. I hope they investigate that because it's horrible.
Okay.
Okay, take care.
All right.
You're doing a fine job, girl. Keep on keeping up.
454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. You're on the wake-up call.
Good morning, Liz. How are you?
I'm outstanding.
Liz, on another subject, last week, a caller called in to you and was trying to debate to you the information about the coon, whether that was racist or not. And I just wanted to refer to a front page article in the St. Louis Argus newspaper. And it was an incident involving construction workers were met at the I-44 construction site in Caseyville, Illinois, with a raccoon tied around its neck. And the police referred to it as a hate crime. And just the last part of the article, it just said that this is a blatant in the face of racism in 2006. They used to call black people coons, and I guess they're still connecting black people with coons. They should launch a federal investigation into why this kind of hate crime takes place in 2006. So, I mean, the gentleman that tried to debate you just simply is ignoring the fact that the coon comment was racist, and it's always been referred to in a negative, pejorative sense for black people.
I've rethought my position on this, James. I've rethought it. Here's where I am on it with the comment about coon and the comment about Condoleezza Rice from Dave Lanahan. I believe that he doesn't think of her as a coon. I think he thinks of everybody else as a coon.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what his apology was about. His apology was to, you know, how some people that have racist opinions of black people,
right,
they will pull one or two black people out and say, well, you're not like them,
right,
like the rest of them. So I believe that he didn't mean to call her that, but he sure meant to call other black people that.
Right. In other words, it was something that he didn't mean because she was a favorite child, but the rest of us were cool.
There you go. There you go.
Yes.
The reason why it was so front and center on his lips and out his mouth is because that's where it is.
And the bottom line on it, though, Liz, was it was very racist in terms of his heart and his feelings.
Absolutely.
Towards the African-American community.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I will, the fact of the matter is that everybody who gets caught doing something racist, just about everybody, will say, nuh-uh, that's not what I was trying to do.
Right.
I've lived my whole life with hearing that, and it's never been true.
That's true. And Liz, I think it goes back to what you told that young man based on the report card. We have to be judged on what we do.
That's right. That's not what we and if we don't have a record, then we have to go to a thing called trust.
That's right.
Do I trust that you're going to do what you say? I have to look at what you've done in the past.
Absolutely.
You know, and do we trust that Jim Buford is going to do right? No, because he's been on the board and I've seen what he's voted for and what he sat still for.
Well, it's true. Well, you know, I think you really related to him when you said the little boy comes home with all F's. And he says, Mom, the teacher didn't give me the correct grade. I'm really going to do better. I should have gotten all A's.
That's right. Do you get graded on what you're going to do or what you actually, the test that you've taken?
The test that you've taken.
Thanks for your call.
Thanks, Liz.
454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. My toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. Do you want to, You want to email me? You can do that at revolution@lizbrown.com. Don't forget that we are archived every day at whiterosesociety.org. That's whiterosesociety.org. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is the fax. Arnold, good morning.
Hey, how you doing, Liz?
I'm outstanding.
I always been listening to you. I just don't call. I listen all the time to you. And I just want to thank God and your mother and father for you.
Well, thank you.
Look, I got my African ancestry.
Did you?
Yes.
Did you? What did you find out?
I found out, Liz, that I'm from Nigeria.
Oh,
and
me too.
And the people that I'm associated with,
yes,
are the Yoruban, Y-O-R-U, B-A.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
Oh, okay.
Me too. Maybe we're related.
That is beautiful.
Maybe we're related.
Yeah.
All right, now. Okay.
Thank you very much.
All right. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get to me. John.
Morning, Liz. How are you?
Outstanding, John. I just realized we need to take a break. Can I put you on hold?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Listen, folks, this is Liz Brown, the wake-up call. My number is 1-877-920-WGNU. Get to me. We're going to take a quick break, but that's all right. We'll be back.
I sing like a hornet. They won't let me have it. Not even here. No one else want it. And if I try to take it, they wanna break me down and strip me naked. They write a brand new rule and break it. They lie, they cheat, they steal, they fake it.
Time again to register for the Friday Because We Care drawing. Be the third caller at 454-6660, and your name goes in the box to win a Because We Care package this Friday during the last part of the 9 o'clock hour. The third caller at 454-6660 gets registered. Call now. This is your wake-up call global news update. Dateline Monrovia. The government of Liberia says it has reached an agreement with the government of Nigeria for the return of former President Charles Taylor, who has been in exile from Nigeria for the last 3 years. Nigerian President Olusegun Obasanjo made the announcement this weekend, shortly before he was scheduled to leave for the United States to meet with President Bush on Wednesday. The new president of Liberia, Ellen Johnson Sirleaf, urged for Taylor to be returned to her country so he could face war crime charges at a UN-sponsored court in Sierra Leone, where he is to stand trial on charges that he helped rebels during a brutal civil war in that country that wound up lasting for 10 years. And Dateline Washington. According to a report in the Washington Post, the Pentagon has now developed a 10-year plan to establish logistics centers in at least 6 countries in the Middle East and Central Asia in order to prepare for the possibility of military action in those regions. Documents released just this month show that America wants to stockpile the needs of the troops in Bahrain, Kuwait, Qatar, and Oman, plus set up 2 more facilities at as-yet-undecided locations west of Saudi Arabia and in a Central Asian state. Aircraft weaponry will also be doubled from current levels being maintained in Iraq. A review of military deployments around the world was conducted by the Pentagon 2 years ago, and one of the decisions made from that analysis is to relocate about 70,000 troops back inside the United States from bases in Germany and Europe. The next piece of this puzzle calls for establishment of forward operating sites where small contingents of troops will be rotated in order to provide rapid response to regional situations. The security of Iraq will play a vital role in this overall plan and is a key reason why there has been so much discussion of establishing several mega bases in that country. This is your wake-up call global news update. No more calls for the Friday drawing. We have our winner. No more calls at this time, please. Thank you.
Hello. My name is Acme Price. I live in University City. And on April 4th, I'll be voting for Shelley Welch for mayor of University City. Shelley is a person who has great communicative skills, and she is articulate and analytical. On April 4th, please vote for Shelley Welch, our next mayor of University City. You'll be glad you did.
This ad has been paid for by Shelley Welch for Mayor, Julie Neiman, Treasurer.
Hey everyone, this is Mark Hinderleiter. Tune in to my show, Lessons in Leadership, at 8 o'clock every Monday night. Each week, I'll talk with high-level leaders in business, government, education, and the community about current leadership topics. This show is like a weekly MBA class, and you can attend from home or in your car. Get the leadership edge you need by listening to Lessons in Leadership, Monday nights at 8 o'clock on WGNU.
My name is Peter Downs. In the last 3 years, we've seen St. Louis schools lose 25 accreditation points.
Peter Downs has been a public schools parent for 18 years and has two children currently in St. Louis public schools.
Violence in schools has soared and the dropout rate has shot up.
As publisher and editor of the St. Louis Schools Watch, Peter Downs has been an advocate for all children.
It is time to turn our schools around.
Peter Downs' reporting helped prod the management of St. Louis Public Schools to clean up lead contamination at Mann's school.
Vote for me on April 4th. Let's build a school board that wants to educate every child. Let's build a school board that will work with parents and the community to build the kind of schools that St. Louisans want.
As a school board member, Peter Downs will be able to do even more.
Together, we can make a difference. Vote for Peter Downs for school board.
Peter Downs is a parent's choice for school board.
My name is Peter Downs. Vote for me on April 4th.
Paid for by the committee to elect Peter Downs, Kathy Steyer, treasurer.
Hello, my name is Tony Weaver. I am a candidate for the Hazelwood School District. There is no greater cause than the education of our children. And there is no greater responsibility than assuring that our children receive the education that they are entitled to. Our children deserve a school board member that will respect all of our children and parents, and a school board member who will insist upon fair treatment for all of our children. My name is Tony Weaver, and when I am elected to the Hazelwood School Board, I will make certain that students, parents, and employees have the support and the environment that they need. April 4th is Election Day in Hazelwood. Please punch number 61 for Tony Weaver. The future of our children, our district, and our community depends upon your vote.
Paid for by the campaign to elect Tony Weaver, Paul Banks, treasurer. What you need to know, when you need to know it. The award-winning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown, 1-877-920-WGNU. John, thanks for holding on.
Oh, sure, no trouble, Liz. I called last Friday and wanted to let people know that the mayor is taking a poll on the police department in the city, and that poll is still going on today. And it's an important week because this is the week that the mayor makes a decision about civilian review. The 20-day period that he has to either sign or not sign the Kennedy bill for civilian review, that 20 days is up this week. So I wanted to urge people to get online and take the mayor's poll. We don't want to give him an excuse to, say, well, I took a poll and I'm vetoing that bill because...
What do the numbers look like now?
Well, it's been very interesting. Over the weekend, they swung back and forth very wildly.
How many times can you vote on your web? You're only allowed.
Well, I don't. I'm sure they only want you to vote once. I don't know if they have a system to determine how many times people have voted.
Okay.
I would suggest that people get online, and vote themselves. And if there's other members of the family who could vote as well, that would be great. Because right now, Civilian Review is leading in the poll. But like I say, it has been swinging, which makes me think that every vote really counts.
Okay.
Can I give that website out?
How about if we... I just hate to give Francis Lays anything out on my show.
Well, I hope someday it's Mayor Irene J. Smith, but right now this is where we got to go to cast our vote on this. So anyway, if people want to go to the mayor's site and vote on this, it would be great. And please do it today. I'm not sure how long that poll stays open.
Thank you, John.
Sure, take care.
454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get to me. You're on the Wake Up Call.
Yeah, I would like to say good morning.
Good morning, Greg.
It is very important for black people to unite and come together because we can control our own schools in our neighborhood and the economic development in our neighborhoods. We should support all black businesses and quit running to the other side of town thinking there is a better way of life. In politics, as we know, it means who gets what, where, and when. And part of the conservative tradition is to keep black people down. If anybody knows the meaning of traditional conservatism,
okay,
it means that they look above us and we are not rational enough to govern ourselves. So black people, we should all come together and vote and unite and start controlling the real estate and the economic development in our own neighborhoods. And if we do have a person like Ted Hoskins, who I know personally, who is very corrupt, we need to get people into those positions that will stand up for the interests of black people. Because
Here's the thing. Okay, got all that, Greg. You're absolutely right. Got all of that. The thing about it is that, so what should people be doing? People can be calling Craig or Ted Hoskins, the one of the most corrupt people in the House, need to be calling. You need to be burning his lines up. People need to be going up to Jefferson City. People need to be riding him like a racehorse in the Kentucky Derby. And somebody needs to go up there and file against him.
Somebody needs
to go up there and file against him. Because that all of you are saying is fine, but the thing is that, okay, so what to do? Somebody needs to file against him, and everybody needs to be burning his phone line up at 524-6647 right now. Have you called?
I'm getting ready to call 524-6647.
524-6647. Thank you, Greg. All right. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Get to me. You're on the wake-up call.
Yes. I would like to comment quickly or briefly on a couple of things. I want to say that I tried to call Representative Ted Hoskins and to ask him why we were supporting vouchers, but last Friday, I couldn't get through. It was busy for hours. And then I checked, and he had the phone off the hook.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did.
He took his phone off the hook.
Off the hook.
And then you called information.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I finally did get through, there was a recording, and I left my callback information and no call.
Mm.
Maybe I'll try. He's probably in Jefferson City now.
Yep. Then the number in Jefferson City is 573-751-0169. Isn't that something, that an elected official
taking the phone off of the hook? And I mean for hours.
Taking the phone off the hook. His number is 573-751-0169.
Okay, I got that. And then quickly, I was going to talk about Saskari Musawi, and I was talking to you last week about this prosecutor. I guess she's a prosecutor, an attorney, who has been found out that she was, I guess you would call that tampering with the prosecution witness.
It's witness tampering.
Witness tampering.
Mm-hmm.
Now, my point is about this is we got to think about other trials that have gone by, which she might have done the same thing, because you can't, like you said, you can't hold your belly in on one time. It's probably done this a lot of times, and I
think really, Christine, one of the most important things to come out of that is who she was protecting. She wasn't protecting the government's case. She wasn't working to get a Musawi the death penalty. She was working to protect the airline industry from any lawsuits. Her instructions to those witnesses hurt the prosecution's case.
That is true.
So I think tampering, right? Oh no, I'm not arguing that.
I'm saying
that people really need to understand whose side the government's witness or the government attorney was on. She wasn't on any of our sides. She was on the side of the airlines.
Well, just in case some people might have calls against her, I think they reported her name as being Odell Johnson.
No, that's not it. But thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay, 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. You're on the wake-up call.
Yes.
Yes, Clark.
Liz, good morning.
Good morning.
I have been up since 3 o'clock. Now, Liz, Pinkstale in Beaufort are dancing on the grave of Frederick Douglass. This election served as a civil war of education for the public school system. Say yes to Peter Downs and yes to Donald Jones. And I would say to Roger, the young man, give yourself another 8 years of self-education to understand what the public school system is all about.
Thanks for your call. We're going to take a break, folks. I'm Liz Brown. I'll be back after the news. Stay with me.
You took a 9x9 back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches. There's no progress. You pull it all the way out. That's not progress. The progress is healing the wound. That's below the knee.
For the issues that matter most, it's AM 920 WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. What should the U.S. do with approximately 11 million illegal aliens? The Senate committee takes up President Bush's plan today. Some say, though, the plan is not the answer. Here's ABC's Jim Hickey.
An estimated 11 million immigrants are in this country illegal.
You know what it takes to get over here?
The debate is emotional.
This is a nation of laws.
From one end of the country.
You know how hard it is to live here?
To the other.
The first thing they did was cross the border illegally and broke the law.
Protesters argued the issue in the streets. Deport them?
Well, they're not animals, they're people.
Or give them jobs.
Now they want to be rewarded for it? No.
It is against this contentious backdrop the Senate tackles this hot-button issue. Jim Hickey, ABC News.
It was going to happen with or without a second UN resolution. ABC's Ann Compton explains.
The New York Times reports it has seen the full contents of a British memo that says President Bush had already chosen a date to invade Iraq long before diplomacy had run its course. It claims he and Prime Minister Tony Blair agreed there were no weapons of mass destruction, and they doubted there would be any sectarian fighting among Iraqis once Saddam was toppled. Ann Compton, ABC News, the White House.
An audio tape broadcast on Al Jazeera TV. The speaker claims to be Izzat Ibrahim al-Nouri, Saddam Hussein's second in command. He urges Arab nations to ignore the new Iraqi government. Another deadly attack in Iraq, a suicide bomber.
Our sources are telling us 40 Iraqis died in that explosion near Mosul this morning. And sad to say, that incident is just the tip of the iceberg. This has been one of the bloodiest 24 hours in Iraq in weeks.
ABC's Dan Harrison, Baghdad. The wife of a Tennessee preacher is due in court today. Mary Winkler confessed last week to the shooting, but police won't say why. George Mason University is heading to the NCAA Final Four. The Patriots earn their place with a stunning upset over Connecticut. The school's admissions office says it's getting a lot of calls lately. This is ABC News.
Get ready for daylight savings time. Spring forward, they say. Sounds great, like you'll be leaping out of bed on Monday morning. Ta-da, I'm springing forward. Look, you know as well as I do on Monday, no one's springing anywhere. The alarm's going to go off and your body's going to say, nope, still nighttime. That's why it's the perfect morning for Carnation Instant Breakfast.
With twice the calcium of yogurt and 21 vitamins and minerals, Carnation Instant Breakfast has the complete nutrition you need to get going. Even the day after daylight savings. Nestle Carnation Instant Breakfast. Serious morning fuel.
When my baby left for college, I took some classes of my own.
That's right, turn.
Dance classes. That's when I started needing a pain reliever for my sore legs. Then I upgraded my computer and had to get a headache medicine, too. For every new pain, I had a different pain reliever. But now I'm all Advil. It's my every pain reliever. Advil works wherever I hurt, and nothing's proven stronger on tough pain than Advil. I'm all Advil. Are you all Advil?
Use as directed. Compared to OTC pain relievers.
If you've gassed up lately, you know.
Self-serve regular now costs $2.50 per gallon on average, up 15 cents
in the past 2 weeks.
Sylvie Lundberg with the Lundberg Survey. A pots and pans protest outside a house near the Duke University campus. Members of the school's lacrosse team live there. The students are accused of beating and gang raping an exotic dancer hired to perform at an off-campus party last month. Police have taken DNA samples from almost every member of the team. The search for two missing Milwaukee boys is now a criminal investigation. Police spokeswoman Ann Schwartz.
I wish I knew what I could say up here from this podium that would encourage the people that have information in this case to call. They've been looking at the faces of two little boys whose families want them back. They're 11 and 12. There's also substantial reward money available, as if people needed that incentive, but it's out there.
The boys haven't been seen since last Sunday. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
For another WGNU News update, this report brought to you by Accountemps. I'm Peyton Colston reporting. In the news, St. Louis City election officials are doing everything they can to make sure the new voting machines will work properly April 4th. Members of the St. Louis City Board of Elections Commissioners spent Friday testing all 220 machines. Chairman Ed Martin explains how the tests went.
New for us as well as for the voters, so it takes us a little bit of time to do it, and so we were very careful. So although we finished in a quicker schedule than we expected, it still takes time and it takes some concerted and concentrated effort. But we're very pleased with the equipment, and we had no problems. Everything's zeroed out great, so we're ready to roll.
Martin says by law the equipment must be tested. The city officials also want to prove to the public that the machines are working properly before Election Day. In Jennings, a police officer is on administrative leave pending the outcome of an investigation into the shooting of a teenager last Friday. Jennings Police Lieutenant Robert Pratt says from the facts he has, it appears the officer acted appropriately, but an independent investigation is being conducted.
Believe me, that's the last thing an officer wants to do is have to shoot someone. But unfortunately, sometimes we have to for our own protection and the protection of the public.
The 17-year-old was shot when it appeared he was reaching for a weapon while trying to flee from a stolen vehicle. Just before the shooting, the suspect and another man allegedly rammed the stolen vehicle into the officer's police cruiser. The suspect's injuries are not believed to be life-threatening. He will likely face charges once the investigation is complete, according to officials. And finally, Missouri Congressman William Lacey Clay is trying to educate his constituents about employment discrimination. Clay says citizens need to understand their rights when it comes to employment discrimination so it can be stopped.
I hear it quite often when I go out into the community and talk to constituents that discrimination in the workplace is widespread, and it often goes unreported in our community.
The congressman hosted a forum over the weekend to help people better understand what employment discrimination is and how to respond to it. That's WGNU News, brought to you by Accountemps, the world's leader in specialized financial staffing. When you need temporary accounting or financial help, call Accountemps. I'm Peyton Colston with WGNU News.
Good morning, St. Louis. 7 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by the Illinois Lottery. Westbound 255 at Jefferson Barracks Bridge is an accident in the road construction area. Only the left lane is open at this hour, and traffic is jammed all the way back to Columbia, Illinois. Eastbound 44 between Merrimack River Bridge and 270, slow traffic in the right lane on those approaches. Northbound 270 is slow on either side of 44. Westbound 270 from Bell Fountain all the way into Washington, Elizabeth looks good. Eastbound 70 at 370 in McKelvey is on the move. Eastbound 70 from T.R. Hughes all the way to 79. Look for slow traffic there. The I-70 reversible lanes are closed to the eastbound traffic due to maintenance work. The westbound lanes are open. Westbound 40 between McCausland and Haley. Look for very heavy volume this hour. Westbound 40 between 270 and Mason. Look for slow volume there as well. Westbound Kingbridge traffic from the Illinois Bank onto Laclede's Landing is slow. Northbound Route 3 from 8th Street onto the PSB. Look for that traffic to be easing this hour. Westbound 64 at Bowe Avenue and the 5570 split looks good. Westbound 5570 from Illinois 203 onto the Poplar Street Bridge. It is stop and go this hour. And that is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by the Illinois Lottery. Play daily, play nightly, play when you need a smile, play for the rush. No matter how you play, play the Illinois Lottery. Have a ball, have fun, play responsibly. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Wednesday. Showers likely today, high in the mid-50s. This evening, mostly cloudy till early morning, becoming partly cloudy with a low in the lower 40s. Tuesday, partly cloudy with a high in the upper 50s. And Wednesday, partly cloudy with a high in the mid-60s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we are holding at 43 degrees under cloudy skies. Lambert Field is reporting 44 and clouds as well. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call that's up next. We'll take another look at your traffic and weather in the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
This is Liz Brown, and I want to remind you that Tuesday, April 4th, is Election Day all over our region. In the city of St. Louis, we have a critically important school board race, and there is also a charter change that would make it harder to recall your alder people. In University City, there's an important mayoral race, as well as aldermen and school board races. And there are important school board races in Hazelwood and in Riverview Gardens. We have seen in St. Louis what happens when the wrong choices are made on a school board. So get involved. Volunteer to work on campaigns. Call your neighbors and let them know who to support. And if you can, take off Election Day and work the polls. And if you are unable to vote on Election Day, call your election board and find out how to vote absentee. And finally, remember, vote on Election Day, April 4th. The future of our children and the future of our community depends upon it.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother. Tell me, sister.
It is time for us to use our power. Please do not ask for power. Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Very sad news for all of you, the people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis.
I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, how can
this end? But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever. More families in trouble. More and more people who need help but can't find it.
Struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal, yet many are denied equal dignity.
And so we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. I'm Liz Brown. My number is 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. And please don't forget that... We are podcasts. at WhiteRoseSociety.org. We are also archived at WhiteRoseSociety.org. You need to get up. You need to get to me. There's much to talk about. So if you missed an hour, you can go on over to WhiteRoseSociety.org and check out the archives, huh? There are so many things that are going on in our lives, and it's we must be engaged in all of them. I've been talking this morning about school issues, that there is a bill going on in the legislature this week on vouchers. 500,000 people turned out in the streets all over the United States about the United States' immigration policy. All of these crowds exceeded the expectations. Everybody was shocked at the number of people who came out. People need to, you need to get involved in your lives. And we are told year after year, day after day, century after century, that America is the greatest place on the earth. I think if you look at our healthcare system, that we would have a completely different discussion about how great it is. And particularly when we look at this new program, the Plan D Medicare program. That's supposed to help people purchase their prescription medicines. It hasn't helped. It hasn't helped at all. We need to talk about that. We need to talk about what choices people have when the programs that are put in place by our good government fail and fail miserably. And actually put people's lives. I mean, it's one thing to say that a program doesn't work. And it's another thing to say that because a program doesn't work, people die. And then it's another thing to say that a program, that a governmental program, makes people terrified to live. That's bad. That's bad. We need to talk about that. To do that, we have joining us from Manitoba, Manitoba, Canada, Andrew Strempler, CEO of RxNorth.com. Andrew, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
It's my pleasure. Can you talk to us about some of the challenges that people are facing as a result of this this Medicare D program, the Plan D Medicare?
Sure. The biggest problem that our customers have, and we run a pharmacy in Canada that sells into the United States, the biggest problem our customers have is that it doesn't offer coverage on all of their drugs, and it doesn't offer enough of a discount, as much as they thought they might save. They're not saving.
And in terms of some of the things that people are telling you, what are some of the specifics? I mean, do you have any stories to tell of what you're hearing from people?
Well, we have lots of stories to tell. We hear stories every day. We have thousands of people phoning us every day. And probably what we're hearing the most is the customers that are calling us or the people that are calling us are telling us they're just not going to sign up because the benefit isn't there. The benefit that they thought was there or was told to them that was there is not there. Many times there's a prescription drug that they're supposed to be on, and the doctor has to now prescribe a different drug first to see if that works for that drug to be covered. So they're often not able to take the medications that are best suited to them. So there's a lot of confusion. There's too many plans. And
well, there's over 1,000 plans, aren't there?
My understanding was there's 2,100 plans, and no single plan offers coverage on all the top 100 drugs. So someone might find a good plan, but it doesn't cover everything necessarily that they're on.
Well, we have been told, those of us that live here in America have been told that going to Canada and particularly going to internet pharmacies is unsafe and you will die if that's where you decide to get your drugs.
Well, I can give you some history on that because I was the first, I was the inventor of the process. I own a company called RxNorth.com. We've been doing this for about 7 years, and I can assure you our pharmacies are fully licensed by the Pharmacy Association in Manitoba and the Health Department in Canada, which is similar to the FDA. We buy medications from the same manufacturers that make the product for the U.S. market, and the only difference is the packaging. So you can understand, though, why some people would get upset with us, because we're able to offer the same drugs for half the price to the Americans, and we're really embarrassing the drug companies by doing this.
Well, is there legislation pending out here from our country that would prohibit people from being able to have access to Internet drugs?
Well, states like Missouri are really good. They've been very active. In April 2005, the state of Missouri passed a law to allow Missouri residents to access safe prescription drugs from Canada as long as they had a prescription from their doctor. So we follow those regulations and those guidelines. We won't send anything out to a customer without a prescription from an American doctor to start the process.
And it's not just Missouri. There are other states that allow this as well.
Absolutely. Roughly 50% of the states have some sort of program or a governor or someone in charge pushing for prescription drugs to be purchased from Canada. Despite what the FDA's official position may be, millions of people are buying from Canada and have been now for many years.
There's also the argument made that the reason why the prices are lower is because you're just not getting the same type of quality drugs.
Absolutely not true. The reason that the prices are lower in Canada and elsewhere is because the government has negotiated prices, province by province, country by country. These governments have negotiated prices where the drug companies, if they want to make that drug available in that country, cannot be above this price. As well, more importantly than that, they negotiate price increases. So in Canada, you can't increase your drug prices 10% a year. In the United States, for example, in 2004, brand name drugs went up 12%. So the same drug you bought in December 2003 and bought it in December 2004 might have gone up 12%. That's more than triple inflation. And no other country allows that.
No other country on the earth.
No other country allows that. So I don't blame people for getting upset. I don't blame people for making this an issue. And I don't blame the drug companies for getting upset that I'm speaking out.
Well, I guess the question is why aren't more people doing this, buying drugs in Canada?
Oh, you know what? There are many. I mean, My company has filled approximately 2 million prescriptions for Americans. We would have filled more, but we couldn't. We filled as many as we could.
Mm.
When I started this business, we couldn't handle the phone calls coming in. We couldn't handle the number of people phoning and asking for information. We weren't even advertising back then.
Mm. Well, give us some side-by-side comparisons of what it costs for a certain drug, a familiar drug here, and what it costs in Canada.
Okay. I'll give you, first of all, a broad range. On the top 10 medications prescribed, the average saving is about 52% from RX North versus going across the street or down to the pharmacy on Main Street. Okay, and we got that comparison by looking at our prices versus looking at Walgreens prices.
Mm.
Okay, so for example, the number one drug is Lipitor. Number one brand name drug is Lipitor. We charge $65 when it's $116 in the United States.
Mm.
Prevacid 30 for heartburn, we charge $52 versus $156. So going down the line on the top 10 drugs and just about every medication, you'll see a savings between 30 and 80%. And an average savings of over 50% when buying from RxNorth.com.
Well, in terms of access or types of drugs available, do you carry the same drugs that we carry here?
We carry the same, except we don't sell any narcotics and we don't sell any controlled substances. We don't feel right about selling those products via the Internet or through mail order,
mm-hmm.
As well as there are regulations regarding shipping those across borders. So we won't sell anything, the sleeping pills, we won't sell the, and it's not that there's anything necessarily wrong with those medications, but it's not a safe way to sell those products, so we don't. But anything for, life-sustaining medications is basically what we deal with.
So could, a lot of seniors here in the United States, most seniors in the United States, the majority of the seniors in the United States do not have access to the net.
Oh, absolutely. And that's the thing is, when we started, we used the internet to advertise, but would you believe that 85% of our customers do not use the internet to order?
Yeah, I do, because if a lot of them are seniors out here, they don't have the access.
Absolutely. So a friend tells a friend, or a grandson looks us up on the internet and finds us, you know, and that sort of thing, and that's how we grow. So you do not need an internet connection. You just need to call our number. Can I give the number?
Sure.
Okay, it's 1-888-700-1119. And we'll have a customer service agent walk you through the process. And we require a prescription. If you don't have one, we'll contact your doctor to get a prescription. But we do require a prescription from your physician. The best thing is to phone the number and get us to provide you with a price quote.
Oh, so you can just call up and find out the cost.
Absolutely. Or if you have the internet, it's simpler. You go to www.rxnorth.com. And you'll find out the cost. And we've been doing this for 7 years, 2 million prescriptions filled for 200,000 Americans. And we probably saved the American public well in excess of $100 million.
Do you see any roadblocks coming up for you? Are there things coming down the line to slow this down from our government?
We have had roadblocks the whole way down, and it hasn't been easy. It's been a lot of fun, but it's hard to say what's going to come down the road. We've had local regulators giving us problems. We've had the FDA from time to time giving us problems. But basically, because what we're doing and because it's so many voters buying from us, there haven't been any major disruptions to prevent us from doing this.
Very good. And when you want to give that number out again?
Sure. The toll-free line is 888-700-1119.
Very good. Andrew Stempler, thank you so much.
My pleasure.
All right. Listen, folks, this is Liz Brown, the wake-up call. My number here is 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have so much stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is the fax. 500,000 people marched demanding that Congress abandon attempts to make illegal immigration a felony and to build more walls on the border. They surprised the police. And it wasn't just L.A. 500,000 people in L.A. In Denver, 50,000 people. The police had only expected a couple of thousand people. Phoenix was surprised when the demonstrations were 20,000 people. And the people were walking down the street. The people that were in the protest were walking down the street saying, "We construct your schools, we cook your food, but people don't see us." Enough is enough of the xenophobic movement, said one Mr. Martinez, who immigrated from Honduras as a child. They are picking on the weakest of society, those who have built this country. Our good government is getting ready to pass legislation that would make it a felony to be in the United States illegally. A felony. A felony to be in the United States illegally. A lot of y'all wouldn't be here right now if somebody in your family wasn't here illegally. A lot of y'all wouldn't be here. Isn't that something? Now the door is supposed to be closed. Now the door is supposed to be closed. And they want to build a wall. A wall between Mexico and the United States. And taxpayers are supposed to build this wall. Here's the thing. If it's a felony to be in this country illegally, what's going to stop cops from just stopping Hispanic people and asking Hispanic-looking people from their perspective and asking for green cards? If it's a felony just to be standing there someplace. Understand this. Usually a felony, I got to break into a house. Or usually a felony, I got to write a bad check. Or usually to be a felony, I got to shoot somebody. I got to do something actively. What they're saying, if they pass this legislation, you could be standing at the bus stop. And a police has every right to ask you, are you committing a felony by being here illegally? That means every Hispanic person becomes a walking target. you could be committing a felony right now. So, if police officers run people down, shoot people, do all kinds of things when people flee from them, what's going to happen to Hispanic people, Hispanic people, Latinos, if it's a felony to be here? I was in pursuit of a felon. He shouldn't have been here. Gun him down. Shoot him down. Run him down. They want it to be a felony to be here illegally. Every person, every Hispanic person now becomes a suspect. Now becomes a suspect. A cop can say, well, look, I saw somebody coming out of the house at 2 o'clock in the morning with a box in their hand. I had to stop them. I thought a felony was being committed. Look, I saw a Hispanic guy. I thought he might be a felon. Y'all down with that? Y'all down with that? 454-0400 is my phone number. We're going to take a break. I'm Liz Brown. This be the wake-up call. You need to get to me. We have much to talk about. Stay with me.
Grandma's hands used to hand me a piece of candy. Grandma's hands picked me up each time I fell. Grandma's hands, boy, they really came in a handy, she said. Matty, don't you whip that boy. What you want to spank?
Good morning, St. Louis. 30 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Account Temps. Westbound 255 at Jefferson Barracks Bridge. Look for an accident in the road construction area. Only the left lane is open. Traffic is jammed through Route 3 in Columbia. Westbound 40 at the Boone Bridge. Look for an accident there. Right lane is blocked after there is a short backup. Eastbound 44 between 50, look for an accident on the outer road. Eastbound 44 between Merrimack River Bridge and 270. Slow traffic in the right lane on those approaches. Northbound 270 at 44 and Doherty Ferry. Look for slow traffic in pockets. Eastbound 70 at 370 in McKelvey. Everything's running smoothly. Eastbound 40 at 270 in Hanley. Look for no problems to report there. Eastbound 70 at KN79. Look for stop and go traffic this hour. The reversible lanes are closed for maintenance work this hour. Westbound 40 at McCausland and Hanley, look for a very heavy volume going on there. And Martin Luther King Bridge from Illinois Bank onto Laclede's Landing, look for a slow volume going on there. Northbound Route 3 from 8th Street onto the PSB, look for that traffic to be easing. Westbound 64 to 5570, look for slow traffic there. And westbound 5570 from 64 onto the PSB, look for stop and go traffic. That is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by AccountTemps, the industry leader in financial and accounting temporary staffing. Call or visit them today at AccountTemps.com. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Wednesday. Showers likely high in the mid-50s today, mostly cloudy until early morning, then becoming partly cloudy with a low in the lower 40s. Tuesday, partly cloudy with a high in the upper 50s, and Wednesday, partly cloudy with a high in the mid-60s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 43 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 44, both under cloudy conditions. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Listen, folks, I know, ladies, I know you've been eating well during the winter months. Well, now it's time to take those inches off. How? Get down, mama. That's got to exercise to drop off the weight naturally, Mom. I'm talking about $100. What do you get? Unlimited 8 weeks of fitness classes, Latin salsa, African-style dance, belly dance, no more flabby abs, total fitness boot camp, strength training, Pilates, one-half-hour massage, one-half-hour personal training session, all for $100. That's a $300 value. Plus, if you lose the most inches in this eight-week period, you will win $500 cash money. You must register by March 31st. You must register by this week, March 31st. 524-6162. Lose the inches. 8 week challenge. $100. Get down, mama. 524-6162. Call them.
Time again to register for the Friday Because We Care drawing. Be the third caller at 454-6660, and your name goes in the box to win a Because We Care package this Friday during the last part of the 9 o'clock hour. The third caller at 454-6660 gets registered. Call now.
Hi, I'm Donnie Jones, and your children's academic achievement will come first if you elect me to the St. Louis Board of Education. I'll work to lower class sizes, reopen alternative schools, and restore the 25 accreditation points that were squandered by the current board. I'll work to reduce top administrative salaries, stop the extension of the school day, and provide bus service to all students. Make schools lead safe and act on the Kerner Report. Most of all, I'll work to include parents, students, and teachers as part of the policy-making process. As a former parent liaison at Dewey International Study School, I know the importance of keeping communication lines open between families and school, because today's students have the potential to be tomorrow's leader. On Tuesday, April 4th, join me in putting students' achievement first. Vote for me, Donna Jones, for the St. Louis Board of Education.
Paid for by the committee to elect Donna Jones to the Board of Education, Connie Davis, treasurer.
No more calls for the Friday drawing. We have our winner. No more calls at this time, please. Thank you.
This is Dolores Mills, a resident of University City for 36 years. Shelley Welsh has been my councilwoman for the past 4 years. She has consistently pushed for citizen involvement in the decision-making process, including the selection of a new city manager and the renovation of the Centennial Commons Center, formerly Heman Park. Shelley encourages residents to share their visions of what University City should become. On April 4th, vote for Shelley Welsh for mayor. We need her style of responsive leadership for University City.
Paid for by Shelley Welsh for mayor, Julie Neiman, treasurer.
Retired police detective Howard Woldridge will take a week-long speaking tour of the St. Louis area from April 2nd through the 8th. Woldridge is calling for an end to drug prohibition after seeing the huge effect of the justice system on the U.S. war on drugs, on urban communities, and on our budgets. Law enforcement against prohibition, LEAP, believes a system of regulation and control is more effective. To find out more, visit www.leap.cc. Something for you from WGNU.
My name is Peter Downs. In the last 3 years, we've seen St. Louis schools lose 25 accreditation points.
Peter Downs has been a public schools parent for 18 years and has 2 children currently in St. Louis public schools.
Violence in schools has soared and the dropout rate has shot up.
As publisher and editor of the St. Louis Schools Watch, Peter Downs has been an advocate for all children.
It is time to turn our schools around.
Peter Downs' reporting helped prod the management of St. Louis Public Schools to clean up lead contamination at Mann's School.
Vote for me on April 4th. Let's build a school board that wants to educate every child. Let's build a school board that will work with parents and the community to build the kind of schools that St. Louisans want.
As a school board member, Peter Downs will be able to do even more.
Together, we can make a difference. Vote for Peter Downs for school board.
Peter Downs is a parent's choice for school board.
My name is Peter Downs. Vote for me on April 4th.
Paid for by the committee to elect Peter Downs, Kathy Steyer, treasurer.
Starting your day with information you can't get anywhere else. It's the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
But I can't turn back. My heart is fixed. My mind's made up. I'll never stop in my faith. We'll see me through. Let me tell you.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. I'm Liz Brown. My number here is 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. Cynthia.
Yes.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning, Liz. I called you last week about the strategic plan about Donetta Klingscale and James Buford.
Okay.
Okay, and I would like to give you some information since you didn't have any.
Well, no, that's not accurate, Cynthia. You
okay.
called me at the last 30 seconds of the show, and you wanted to discuss the strategic plan, and I said, what did I tell you then? What did I say?
That to call back at 8 o'clock, but someone was speaking at
no,
8 o'clock.
No. I said I would talk about it at 8 o'clock. And then I also said that I didn't have enough time to discuss it with you. Didn't I? So for you to say that because I didn't know anything about it is an inaccurate assessment of what our conversation was.
All right, then. Well, can you tell me something about it now, then?
Well, what I can tell you about it now is that it is a plan that was put together, and I use the word plan very loosely. It was a plan that was put together with the input of no teachers, the input of no parents, the input of no outside community leaders, and the input of no children. It was a plan that was put together by no one that has any children in the St. Louis Public Schools. It was a plan put together by an individual who has never been a superintendent anywhere in the United States before. Now, we're going to start there with the people that put this together. So, who put this together?
The people who put this together was the community, the teachers.
That's not accurate at all, Cynthia.
Well, that was in a strategic plan book.
Well, again, simply because somebody writes it down and puts it in a pamphlet for you doesn't make it accurate, Cynthia. If you talk
well,
to... And,
where are you getting your information from?
The president of the St. Louis Teachers Union. Where are you getting yours from, darling?
I'm getting it from a strategic plan book.
Okay, and again, I'm telling you, Cynthia, simply because someone writes it down and puts it in front of you doesn't mean that your job stops there in determining whether or not this is accurate, whether or not this had input. Your job as a critically thinking person or a person who wants to be a critical thinker, you have to go beyond what's in front of you. Call the teachers. Ask the teachers how much input they had into this. Call the parent-teacher organization. They will tell you that they had nothing to do with it. You know how they announced this strategic plan, Cynthia? Do you know how they announced it?
Just let me know.
Okay.
But we're talking about Diana Klinsky and James Buford, correct?
We're talking about not just them, but the rest of the board members as well. Now, do you know how...
No, I'm talking about them and Dr. Greg Williams, because that's who I'm going to vote for.
Okay, it's clear that you're going to vote for them. It's clear that you don't have any information about them, so let me tell you something that you don't know. This strategic plan, when it was announced at a conference or at an event at the History Museum. And you know what they told the press, Cynthia? They told the press that the parents were welcome. Or no, they told the press that the parents were invited to this event. Do you know that no parent, nobody was allowed into that meeting except for Darnetta Klingstell and four other members of the board? Did you know that? So how on earth do you have a strategic plan that involves an entire school district and you make the announcement of it and nobody is allowed in at the meeting besides the people that are doing it? That's ridiculous. And Cynthia, how can you support someone who's been in charge and the district has lost 26 accreditation points? How can you support somebody like that, given their record? How can you support somebody that the teachers' union doesn't support? How can you support somebody where our children have been poisoned by the food that was purchased by the company that Darnetta Klingstell brought into office? How can you do that? How can you support somebody like that? That's crazy.
Now, I'm going to tell you how I can do that. One reason,
sure.
I do have children that's in the St. Louis City School Board. And then another thing.
Where are your kids going to school,
okay.
Cynthia? Where are they going to school?
At Langston Middle School.
Langston Middle School.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But that's irrelevant. I know a lot
no,
of children go to St. Louis City School, and I have nieces and nephews and cousins that go to St. Louis City
mm-hmm.
School. But also the point is, how can I support somebody like that?
Yeah.
Because of the fact, I know for a fact, and I believe in my heart, if you do not vote for Darnetta Klingstell and James Buford and Dr. Greg Williams,
Baby, they got they are they promising you a job or something, Cynthia? Because I don't know, Mr. Klingstell doesn't get that excited about Mrs. Klingstell. You know, nobody gets that excited about them. Nobody does. I asked you a specific question. Your child, you say that you have two children at Langston Middle. Perhaps you do, perhaps you don't. But it's astonishing to me as a parent that you would disregard or dismiss the fact that your child is living in or going to a school in a school district that is on the brink of losing, being taken over by the state. We've lost more accreditation points than any other school in the history of schools in this period of time. And you're comfortable with that. We need to get what the white people get. What are you talking about, Cynthia? Darnetta Klingstell and Jim Buford. It's not about black people. Go down, and if you really, all you had to do was take a snapshot of all of the people. Do you know that in the St. Louis public schools, they were the second largest employer in the city of St. Louis? More black people work for the city of St. or work for the St. Louis public schools than any other business in town. Go down to the board right now and see how many black faces you see down there, sweetie. They're gone. Families have been destroyed. Jobs have been lost. And you're on here howling for people that Mr. Klingstell doesn't talk that highly about Mrs. Klingstell. You're howling in a way that nobody does. Nobody does. Did they promise you something, sweetie? Did they promise you something? You're on the wake-up call. Good morning.
Hey, this is Earlene.
Good morning, Earlene.
Let me get to court instead of having to take and run back in here and call. I was kind of half listening as I was walking out.
Mm-hmm.
But when I heard her say Langston Middle, the young child who called in went to Langston Middle. So one has to wonder what's going on over at Langston Middle.
Or if that's her son.
Oh, was it?
I don't know.
Oh, okay, but I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's interesting.
Okay.
So maybe somebody over at Langston Middle is putting out misinformation, you know, to these children and to the parents. I'm not an expert on what can and cannot be done within the school as far as telling kids to tell their parents to vote for a particular person. Certainly they should encourage the children to tell their parents to look at the issues and vote. But now if somebody at that particular school or any school is actually campaigning for, you know, Klingscale and Buford, then maybe that needs to be looked into. But the sad part is, I mean, the child and this lady are saying, well, they're going to do better.
Mm-hmm.
That's the slave master. He beat me today, but I just have hope that he won't beat me tomorrow. You know, are the wife or the child abuser. Well, yeah, they've been abusing me all these years, but let's give them another chance to stay here just because maybe they want change. Isn't that how we got Clarence Thomas?
Well, we got Clarence Thomas because exactly. It's
that some black people say
the
I
NAACP
really didn't want to support him, but I thought we would give him a chance.
There you go. There you go. You're right.
You know, Clarence was a known entity in one realm.
He had a record.
He didn't want him in a judge. They are a known entity from what they have been doing.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. Some people gave them a chance. I was riding them when the moment they walked in.
Well,
here,
you know,
but other
you and I both.
Okay.
My baby is 34, so I have no stake
there you
personally,
go.
But I have a stake ethically and morally
there you
in
go.
What goes on in the schools.
There you go. There you go.
I got to get to court. Bye.
All right, girl. Bye. We're going to take a break. I'm Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. Get to me. We have much to talk about.
Shall get them that's not. Shall lose. So the Bible said, and it still is news. Mama may have, Papa may have, but God bless the child that's got his own. That's got his own.
Time again to register for the Friday Because We Care drawing. Be the third caller at 454-6660, and your name goes in the box to win a Because We Care package this Friday during the last part of the 9 o'clock hour. The third caller at 454-6660 gets registered. Call now. This is your wake-up call global news update. Dateline Boston. The reauthorization of the Patriot Act was passed by Congress earlier this month. But there is a troubling addition to it that has received virtually no coverage. A provision requested by President Bush states that he does not feel obligated to obey any requirements that he must inform Congress about how the FBI plans on utilizing its expanded police powers. Some provisions in the reauthorization require the Justice Department to monitor how often the FBI uses its new authority and in what situations, and it then has to give updates on that information to Congress at certain times of the year. The President signed the bill in an official ceremony on March 9th, but after the formality was over with, he then utilized another tool he has, something called a signing statement. This is an official document that allows him to give his view of how the law should be interpreted. The signing statement indicates he can withhold the information if he deems that giving it out poses a threat to national security, foreign relations, or impedes the duty of the president. Past presidents have used signing statements to give their impressions of legislation, but Mr. Bush is carrying his authority to another level, claiming that what his view is what the law is designed to do. Many members of Congress are getting irritated by this position, pointing out that Congress has the authority to create the laws, and the executive branch is entrusted to faithfully execute them, not interpret them. This is your Wake-Up Call Global News Update. No more calls for the Friday drawing. We have our winner. No more calls at this time, please. Thank you.
Shelley Welsh will make a great mayor of University City. I'm Dave, and I've seen Shelley's powerful performance on City Council. We've all seen Shelley Welsh fight to use taxpayer money wisely to build us a great rec center. We've all seen how Shelley Welsh can enhance our future as she organized the highly effective Advisory Board for Economic Progress. We've all seen Shelley Welsh unite citizens across borders of color, gender, economy, while her opponents make an ugly effort to divide us. Now we all need to make Shelley Welsh mayor.
This ad has been paid for by Shelley Welsh for mayor, Julie Neiman, treasurer.
Who's the hero where you work? The receptionist that can balance 12 things at once? The whiz kid that can change a toner cartridge without making a mess? The assistant that finds everything you misplace? Well, now it's your turn. All you have to do is drop your business card at the Olivet Great Harvest Bread Store, 9449 Olive Boulevard, and you could be the next WGNU Workplace Hero. We'll draw a new winner every week beginning Friday, March 10th, and you'll be the hero of your workplace on Monday when we deliver a basket full of assorted goodies from Great Harvest Bread, Thomas Premium Blend Coffee, and WGNU Radio. Contest ends May 29, 2006. Employees of WGNU Radio and contributing sponsors not eligible. One prize per employer, please. So go ahead, be a hero. Visit the Olivet Great Harvest Bread Store at 9449 Olive Boulevard. Leave a business card and that's it. You could be the next WGNU Workplace Hero. Sponsored by the Olivet Great Harvest Bread Store, Thomas Brand Coffee, and AM 920 WGNU.
Hello, my name is Tony Weaver. I am a candidate for the Hazelwood School District. There is no greater cause than the education of our children. And there is no greater responsibility than ensuring that our children receive the education that they are entitled to. Our children deserve a school board member that will respect all of our children and parents, and a school board member who will insist upon fair treatment for all of our children. My name is Tony Weaver, and when I am elected to the Hazelwood School Board, I will make certain that students, parents, and employees have the support and the environment that they need. April 4th is Election Day in Hazelwood. Please punch number 61 for Tony Weaver. The future of our children, our district, and our community depends upon your vote.
Paid for by the campaign to elect Tony Weaver. Paul Banks, treasurer.
It's tax time. Where are you going to go to get them done? Only one place. Richard Smith's Tax Service, 367-1282. Why? Because he's honest. Because they're dependable. Because they're respectful. And because they have a check cashing place right there. You can cash your check right there at 1408 North Kings Highway, Suite 113A. He's been there before the other guys got here, and he'll be here after they leave. Richard Smith's Tax Service, 367-1282.
Hi, I'm Donna Jones, and your children's academic achievement will come first if you elect me to the St. Louis Board of Education. I'll work to lower class sizes, reopen alternative schools, and restore the 25 accreditation points that were squandered by the current board. I'll work to reduce top administrator salaries, stop the extension of the school day, and provide bus service to all students. Make schools lead safe and act on the Kerner Report. Most of all, I'll work to include parents, students, and teachers as part of the policy-making process. As a former parent liaison at Dewey International Study School, I know the importance of keeping communication lines open between families and school, because today's students have the potential to be tomorrow's leader. On Tuesday, April 4th, join me in putting students' achievement first. Vote for me, Donna Jones, for the St. Louis Board of Education.
Paid for by the committee to elect Donna Jones to the Board of Education, Connie Davis, Treasurer.
Informative, educational, provocative. This is the award-winning Morning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown. You need to get up, you need to get to me. Oh, we have so much stuff to talk about. Jamala.
Good morning, Liz. How are you?
Good morning, Jamala. How are you?
I'm doing fine. You know, when I saw all those folks in the street about the immigration law, I thought about last week's panel when we talked about the need to get out in the streets.
Who are you telling? That's exactly what I thought.
And I said, you know, these folks have taken a page out of the Black Power Civil Rights Movement
that
we seem to have forgotten. And what you want to bet that 2 million people in the street don't affect the bill passage?
What you think? What you think? We just got to get in the streets.
We have absolutely got to get into the streets. That's a fact.
Absolutely.
So I called to remind people that the wake for Ed Doss, Marlon Gray's father, will be today from 4 to 8 p.m. at Austin Lane Mortuary, and the funeral is tomorrow at 10 a.m. at St. Peter's AME Church on Margaretta.
I'm glad you called about that.
And so the people, because this is a regular scheduled campaign meeting, and so we're asking people who were going to come to that meeting to do the mailing if they would go to the wake early and so that they can come and be there by 7 or 8 o'clock. So,
and Austin Lane is where?
7203 West Florissant.
7203 West Florissant. Thank you so much for that, Jamala.
Okay, thank you, and
all
see
right.
you on Thursday.
Absolutely. 454-0400 is my phone number. Let me see. Remember what did Barbara Bush say when people were in the Superdome? When they came to Texas, how grateful they should be to be here is better than what they were living, you know, better than they've ever had it in their lives. When people show you and tell you who they are and what they are, believe them. George W. Bush doesn't care about black people. Believe him, because his mama taught him so. George W. Bush doesn't care. The reason George W. Bush hasn't been back to New Orleans, hasn't made New Orleans a priority, because he doesn't care. And the only thing the government is here for is to enrich their family. You want the proof of that? You want the proof of that? You want to see how much they spit on Katrina victims? When Barbara Bush said that, believe her. When George Bush's wife couldn't remember the name Katrina, believe her. She don't care either. They're only interested in how they can get enriched off of your blood, your sweat, and your tears. And your bodies. Barbara Bush and her husband and Bill Clinton are running around the country saying, give to Katrina, give to Katrina. Both of them looking like death twice washed over. Bill Clinton and George Bush. Oh, Barbara Bush gave too. She donated an undisclosed amount of money to the Bush-Clinton-Katrina Fund with specific instructions that the money be spent with an educational software company owned by her son. Hello. Owned by her son, Neil. You know Neil, the one that stole America blind with the savings and loans? Do you hear what I'm saying? She said yeah, I'm going to give you money, but you make sure that that money goes only to my son's software program. Gerald.
Good morning, Liz.
Gerald,
how you doing?
Christmas,
this morning?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm just tuning in to you, and I heard you talking about getting back in the streets, and we definitely have to do that. We got to take it to the streets, and not only do I think we have to take it to the streets, but we have to get back to economic boycott. I just left Atlanta and was in Memphis taking some children on a college tour, and went to the King Center, the National Civil Rights Museum, and I bought Dr. Martin Luther King's speech. I've been to the mountaintop. But when you listen to Dr. Martin Luther King talk about the economic boycott that he was trying to implement right before he was assassinated, we really have to get back to that mindset.
Absolutely.
I think that's where we can really be successful. We need to get back to taking it to the streets and get back to the economic boycott, because as I listened to that speech and he talked about, and this was back in 68, he was talking about the per capita spending of African Americans and how our spending combined was like, I think he said it was a comparison to like the ninth largest country in the world. You know, we got to start really focusing on boycotting some of these companies and other entities and really making them understand the message that we're trying to get across.
Absolutely. Get in the streets. We need to get in the streets.
We got
to
get in the streets.
All right.
Right on point. As soon as I'm ready, let me know, because I'm ready to get out there.
Okay, we're going to get in the streets, because this school board election is if this ain't reason, I don't know what is.
Yeah, that's the first thing.
That's fact.
The streets about.
That's fact.
Because it's interesting. I'm listening to these commercials and see how these people are bought off one by one, all on the merit page.
That's right. And you're talking about the Bosleys.
Oh, you know it.
All right. All right. 454-0400 is my phone number. Listen, folks, we'll be back. We're going to be talking about black liberation and socialism. Huh. Ahmad Shaqui. He's going to be on the show for Mondays at 9. I'm Liz Brown. You don't want to miss this. Stay with me.
All over the world, Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight. Remember that. I will never say that progress is being made.
The issues that matter most. It's AM 920 WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. President Bush had plans to invade Iraq with or without a second U.N. resolution against Baghdad. So says a memo obtained by the New York Times.
The notes from a January White House meeting were written by a top advisor to visiting Prime Minister Tony Blair. Noteworthy for claims that President Bush had already chosen a date, March 10th, to invade Iraq. The New York Times reports the two leaders were resigned to the fact there were no weapons of mass destruction.
ABC's Ann Compton at the White House. 4 years later, the violence continues.
The U.S. military is telling us a car bomb went off near an Iraqi police recruiting station near the city of Mosul. There were no coalition forces involved or injured, we're told. Our sources in the area are telling us, however, that 40 Iraqis may have been killed. Dan Harris, ABC News, Baghdad.
The trial of Zacharias Moussaoui resumes today in suburban Washington, D.C., and the admitted al-Qaeda conspirator has put his lawyers on notice. He will take the stand.
The big question today, will Zacharias Moussaoui testify? Last week he told his lawyers out loud in court he'll take the stand whether they want it or not. He hasn't spoken often. Moussaoui's previous outbursts include cursing America and praising terrorist leader Osama bin Laden.
ABC's Andy Field in Alexandria, Virginia. A Senate committee today will look into the issue of illegal immigration. ABC's Liz Marlantis has the story.
An approach endorsed by President Bush and some senators would beef up border security, but would also create a controversial temporary worker program. Supporters call it a path to citizenship for some of the millions of illegal immigrants already living and working in this country.
House doesn't like the idea. It's passed a plan of its own. With less than 2 months to go, FEMA's gearing up for the next hurricane season. The agency's top Gulf Coast official says they're stockpiling supplies and are ready to give disaster planners guidance. FEMA officials meet today with state officials. This is ABC News.
Get ready for daylight savings time. Spring forward, they say. Sounds great, like you'll be leaping out of bed on Monday morning. Ta-da, I'm springing forward. Look, you know as well as I do on Monday, no one's springing anywhere. The alarm's going to go off and your body's going to say, nope, still nighttime. That's why it's the perfect morning for Carnation Instant Breakfast.
With twice the calcium of yogurt and 21 vitamins and minerals, Carnation Instant Breakfast has the complete nutrition you need to get going. Even the day after daylight savings. Nestle Carnation Instant Breakfast. Serious morning fuel.
When my baby left for college, I took some classes of my own.
Left, right, turn.
Dance classes. That's when I started needing a pain reliever for my sore legs. Then I upgraded my computer and had to get a headache medicine, too. For every new pain, I had a different pain reliever. But now I'm all Advil. It's my every pain reliever. Advil works wherever I hurt. And nothing's proven stronger on tough pain than Advil. I'm all Advil. Are you all Advil?
Use as directed compared to OTC pain relievers.
The men's NCAA Final Four is set. UCLA, LSU, Florida, and George Mason will fight it out to be the best in college hoops. And yes, you heard right, George Mason.
Everybody said Mason isn't a real college, but what now? We just messed up everybody's bracket.
In fact, only 4 of the 1.5 million people who filled out brackets at ESPN.com guessed all of the Final Four entrants. A piece of American history is almost history.
Barns are disappearing from the American landscape, and barn lovers want help in saving them. Preservation groups say time is running out. In Iowa, it's estimated 1,000 barns are being lost every year, some through neglect, others torn down with their lumber recycled. Other barns find new uses as wineries or antique shops. Congress is being asked to come up with $25 million to promote barn preservation, but farm subsidies and mad cow disease may be higher priorities. Bob Schmidt, ABC News.
And I'm Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Time for a check of WGNU News. This update is brought to you by your local REMAX office. I'm Peyton Colston reporting. Monitor your kids' online activities. That's the message from officials after a 14-year-old St. Charles County girl was allegedly raped by a man she met online. St. Charles County Sheriff Tom Neer says making sure your children are safe online can't stop with just monitoring their activity, because it's impossible to do that 24 hours a day.
The kids don't have to be in a parent's company or in the company of, let's say, responsible adults to use the Internet. You know, cell phones sold today come with web browsers and email and, you know, some form of instant short messaging.
Neer says you need to talk with your kids about what is acceptable online behavior and teach your kids to avoid sending personal information over the Internet or arranging to meet someone they've met online. In other news, a weekend fire turns deadly in St. Francois County. The fire broke out in a bedroom of a home in Deloge Saturday afternoon, killing 15-year-old Shane White before firefighters could reach him. The rest of the family escaped the home. The fire may have been started by older children playing with a lighter. In St. Peter's, police are investigating a weekend highway accident that killed a pedestrian. 18-year-old Kathleen Cooper of Wentzville was struck by a tractor-trailer as she tried to cross westbound I-70 near Cave Springs early Saturday morning. The driver, who told police he did not see Cooper, is not expected to face charges in that incident. In St. Louis, city election officials are doing everything they can to make sure the new voting machines will work properly on April 4th. Members of the St. Louis City Board of Election Commissioners spent last Friday testing all 220 machines. Chairman Ed Martin says the tests went well and everything is set for the election. Martin says by law the equipment must be tested. The city officials also want to prove to the public that the machines are working properly before Election Day. And finally, Missouri Congressman William Lacey Clay is trying to educate his constituents about employment discrimination. Clay says citizens need to understand their rights when it comes to employment discrimination so they can stop it. He says employment discrimination takes all kinds of shapes. The congressman hosted a forum over the weekend to help people better understand what employment discrimination is and how to respond to it. And that's WGNU News, brought to you by your local REMAX office. Buying or selling a home could be the biggest financial transaction in your lifetime. Why trust your investment to anyone other than an experienced REMAX agent? Find your REMAX agent at REMAX.com. I'm Peyton Colston with WGNU News.
Good morning, St. Louis. I'm Howard Morton with a look at traffic and weather this hour. It's 7 minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock. This hour's traffic is sponsored by the Illinois Lottery. 141 and 40. Look for traffic lights not to be working. They're on red flash. Traffic's jammed about a mile or so. Eastbound 70 at K and T.R. Hughes. Look for an accident. Two left lanes are blocked. Expect delays near Bryan Road. Eastbound 70 from Blanchett Bridge to Earth City Expressway. There's an accident. Left lane's blocked with a short backup. Eastbound 40 from K to 94. There's an accident. Eastbound 44 from Merrimack River Bridge all the way into 270. Look for slow traffic in the right lane. Northbound 270 at 44 is returned back to normal. Westbound 270 at Bell Fountain and Washington Elizabeth. Nothing to report there. Eastbound 40 from 270 to Hanley. Look for slow traffic there. Westbound 40 from Clayton Skinker to Hanley is slow as well. Westbound 5570 from 3rd Street onto the PSB. Look for stop-and-go traffic this hour. Westbound Martin Luther King Bridge. Traffic at Cleats Landing looks good. And southbound 141 at 40, there's an accident. And that is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by the Illinois Lottery. Play daily, play nightly, play when you need a smile. Play for the rush. No matter how you play, play the Illinois Lottery. Have a ball, have fun, play responsibly. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, Wednesday, showers likely today. High in mid-50s this evening, mostly cloudy until early morning with partly cloudy skies and a low in the lower 40s. Tuesday, partly cloudy with a high in the upper 50s, and Wednesday, partly cloudy with a high in the mid-60s. Currently, we have clouds, rain, and 44 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting clouds and rain as well with 43. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call. It's Mondays at 9. That's up next. We'll take another look at your news and your weather in the 10 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, how can I listen? I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, how can I listen?
It is time for us to use our power. Please do not beg for power. Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Some very sad news for all of you. The people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis. I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. If you pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it. A struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal, yet many are denied equal treatment.
And so we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My number here is 1-877-920-WGNU. My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. Did I say that? 454-0400 is the phone number. Also, we are broadcast live on the World Wide Web at www.wgnu.net. That's wgnu.net. We're streamed. Also, check out lizbrown.com. We normally do our Mondays at 9 segment here. We were having some problems with our guest this morning, so it looks like we're not going to be able to do our black liberalism and black liberation and socialism. We will hopefully be able to reschedule that soon. So that leaves us with open lines this hour. So you need to get up. You need to get to me. Because we have so much to talk about. I want to finish this thought that I've shared with you about why folks need to be in the streets. Why 500,000 people were in the streets on over the weekend. And that's just moving towards the official day is April 10th. That's when the real agitation begins. 500,000 just in L.A. Come on, folks. We need to, and you don't think that that's going to have any impact on legislation? You don't think that 500,000 people out there in the streets is going to have an impact on legislation? Oh, yes, it is. Oh, yes, it is. Let me just give you some reasons for agitation, folks. Barbara Bush, that's George W. Bush's mother, donated money to the Bush-Clinton-Katrina Fund, but with express and explicit conditions that the money only be spent with an educational software company owned by her son, Neil. Ain't that some stuff? And here's what Gene Becker, the George Bush's daddy's chief of staff, said. Mrs. Bush wanted to do something specifically for education and for the thousands of students flooding into the school district. She knew that this software program, she's very excited about the software program, and she wanted to make it possible for them to use and expand this program. Huh? Huh? Now, here's the thing. We're talking about charter schools. We're talking about vouchers. We're talking about this school board election here in the city of St. Louis. It's all about money. That's why Ted Hoskins, when I told y'all to call his house, that's why he took his phone off the hook, because he did not want to have to deal with people asking him, how did you become so corrupt? How did you become so corrupt that you were taking thousands of dollars from the voucher people at the expense of your own community? How did you become so corrupt? Understand the reason why Francis Slay is spending millions of dollars, has spent millions of dollars, to keep this board in place is because of the millions, tens of millions of dollars in handouts he can use to give to his political friends. They view the world, Francis Slay views the world exactly the way that George W. Bush views the world. Tax dollars are to be handed out as favors to keep me in office. Where did Boy George get that attitude from? His mama? Neil Bush is making money. You see, Enron's WorldCom, that's old school. Old school is Enron, WorldCom. That's how you rip people off, you know, with the whole energy thing and the whole corporate thing. That's old school. New school is you rip people off when you go into the billion-dollar money pots sitting around in school districts all over this country. That's new school. And Neil Bush, savings and loan ripoffs, old school. New school, public schools. That's where Neil Bush is. Neil Bush founded an Austin-based Ignite Learning. His brother can't even read. He talk about Ignite Learning. Ain't that some stuff? The Bushes are in edubication. Ain't that some stuff? Ain't that some stuff? How do you even say that with a straight face? But Neil Bush founded Austin-based Ignite Learning. And his mama said, yes, I'll give to Katrina, but only if my son gets the money. After, .. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. They ain't shamed. They ain't shamed it. It's like a pickpocketer. He doesn't even bother to pretend like he's just bumping up against you. The Bushes are the type of pickpockets that say, give me the stuff in your pocket and then get out my way. There's no finesse. There's no finesse. There's no shame in their game. Yeah, the stuff's in your pocket. Give it here and then get out my way. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. This is all part of the voucher charter school raping of the public school sector. Private sector, old school. Public sector, new school. New school. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have so much stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. That's why this election is so important, folks. That's why this school board election is so critical. Our district has been raped and robbed for 3 years. It's time to report the crime. It's time to send some folks away for committing crimes. It's time. We got to take the trash out. This district has been abused. I mean, I even heard people that are victims of abuse calling in today. Bless their hearts, they don't know. That's why the rest of us got to move on this. You're an abuse victim. You don't see the world clearly yet. That's all right. I do. That's all right. That's all right. You're on the wake-up call.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Liz, I bet you when this Ted Hoskin running for election, he won't take his phone off the hook.
But he's running unopposed. Somebody needs to go down there and file in the 80th district. I'd almost buy you gas to do that. He's running unopposed.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
Nothing they can do about that.
Well, yes, there is. Somebody can go up there and file to run against him.
All right.
Tomorrow's election.
You'd be surprised that the people that looks at a flyer and just assume votes from what they see on these flyers they're putting out that know nothing about these candidates. They just pick these flyers up that they're putting out, and then they just vote by what
they see.
That's why
they send them out. That's why, because a lot of people do not engage themselves in the political process until the day of election. That's why our job is to go out there and keep knocking on these doors and educating people.
Well, I did that.
I know you do, Mary.
Last week I went down and put out flyers and little flyers I got from the election board.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when I heard the lady speaking to Mrs. Klinscale, I see all this on the flyers, her in the schools talking with the students and the students all around her. And I heard the lady call in this morning and say they couldn't even get her to come into school.
They couldn't get her to commit to come to the schools. Isn't that something, Mary?
Yes.
You asked the president.
On the flyers, you should see what she's doing.
Isn't that something? Isn't that something?
And people look at those flyers and assume this is what she's doing.
Well, and it's just really hard to think that somebody is as lousy as Darnetta Klingsdale Shamel is. She's lousy.
Yes, Shamel's, Van Buford is right with her.
Absolutely.
On these flyers.
Absolutely.
Okay, you have a good day.
All right, Mary. Lousy. when you are interviewed by the teachers union and the teachers union asked you, Ms. President of the school board, would you be willing to commit to visiting a school once a month? Oh, no, I'm not going to do that. That's what the president of the school board said. She should be fired just for that. She should lose her job just for that. There's only one thing for folks to do on Election Day, y'all. That is to, you need to, first of all, before all this week, we have 1 week. You all need to commit to making the phone calls. Look what you did with Ted Hoskin. You made him take his phone off the hook. We ain't done with him yet. But that's what you all have done just so far. That was just 1 hour last week. Made him take his phone off the hook because he didn't want to talk to folks. Y'all have a whole lot of power. You need to get on the phones all this week and call people and knock on doors and get people out to vote in this election. I got all kinds of powers. You made Ted Hoskins, by dialing Ted Hoskins' number and asking him, how did you become so corrupt? How did you sink so low? Were you born this way? I can't believe that anybody, that your relatives are not just outraged by this. How did you become so corrupt? He took his phone off the hook because he couldn't stand the phone calls that were coming in. We're not done yet. We're not done. You have so much power. And you need to exercise that power this week. You need to get on the horn. You need to be blowing people's phones up. You need to be letting people know that you vote for Donna Jones and Peter Downs. And then you vote no on everything else on the ballot. No. No, 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 no. No. Just to be sure, no. Because Freeman Bosley Sr. made sure that there's an issue on the ballot that makes it harder to recall people. I bet you do. It's hard enough to recall people. Things are fine, just right the way they are. So you need to vote no on that one. Y'all got the power. Y'all need to exercise your power. You changed Jim Talent's mind. You made Ted Hoskins take his phone off the hooks. We ain't done with him yet. But y'all got power. You just got to exercise it. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have all kinds of stuff to talk about. All kinds of stuff to talk about. Whew. My email is revolution@lizbrown.com. revolution@lizbrown.com. I have had bad weekends in my life. I've had a bad day or two in my life. I've had some really bad days throughout the, I mean, if I look at it, if I just view my life in its entirety, I've had some bad days. But Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, I don't think I've had as bad a day as Jack Abramoff has. A judge has approved subpoenas for former lobbyist Jack Abramoff and an ex-business partner to answer question about a murder. It just gets worse and worse. Abramoff and Adam Kidan have insisted through their attorneys that they know nothing about the slaying of Gus Bolas, who was ambushed in his car by a gunman in Fort Lauderdale a few months after the two of them bought a casino from him. A lawyer for Anthony Big Tony Moscalito, one of the three men charged in the 2001 slaying, wants to question Abramoff according to court documents. And a judge said, yeah, bet. And the subpoenas had not been issued as of Friday. Ain't that some stuff, y'all? They now want to talk to Jack Abramoff about murder. How can you get some of that to stick to the Republicans, too? What's the name of the, what should they call the Republican Party now? What's the name of that? What's the name of that? Murder, Inc.? We're going to have to rename it? Because they already got corruption down. They got the bling bling down. with 17th century commodes. They've got the bling bling down. Now it looks like they've moved into the world of murder. A top, it just gets worse and worse. A top advisor to Tom DeLay received more than a third of all of the money collected by the, quote, U.S. Family Network. What is that? A nonprofit organization that the same advisor created to promote a pro-family agenda in Congress. So you created this nonprofit, and that nonprofit paid you over $1 million. Wow. Was it great? Great money if you can get it. Great money if you can get it. Anna.
Listen, on this recall business.
Yes, ma'am.
I live in the Fourth Ward,
yes,
and they
ma'am.
Had a recall, and it was done by votes.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, what is he planning to change it to?
He is, what I know from it, about it, Anna, is that it's just going to make it more cumbersome and more difficult for anybody who wants to try and recall one of their elected officials. And they're asking for a change in the charter for the city of St. Louis.
Uh-huh.
So it would just be more difficult, more cumbersome for a person to recall their alderperson.
To whose advantage is that?
That's to all of the people that are in office right now.
Uh-huh.
So, for instance, like the recall that happened in Bowers Ward, it wouldn't have been able to happen.
Uh-huh.
So
I got it.
Okay, you got it?
Okay.
Okay, so you know, you understand what's coming down here.
I understand.
Yeah, I know you do. I know you do.
Yeah, nice day.
Take care of yourself, Miss Anna.
Okay.
454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. I'm Liz Brown. I'm going to take a break. When I come back, I'll get to you some more. Stay with me at 454-0400.
I love you, and I'll never try to hurt you. I want you to know that I'm here for you forever, true. Cause you're my black brother, strong brother, and there is no one above you. I want you to know that I'm here for you forever.
Ladies, 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 I know you picked up a couple of inches over the winter. That's all right. I have a way for you to lose those inches. 8 weeks program for $100. That's right. $100, you'll get 8 weeks unlimited of fitness classes at Get Down Mama, Latin style salsa, African style dance, belly dance, no more flabby abs, total fitness boot camp, strength training, Pilates, 1.5 hour massage, 1.5 hour personal training. All that for $100. That's just a $300. That's $300 value. Check this out. If you lose the most inches during this 8 week period, you will win $500. You didn't mishear me. $500. That's what I'm talking about. You need to register by March 31st. That's this week. 524-6162. 524-6162. That's Get Down Mama. Got exercise to drop off the weight naturally. Mama, 524-6162. $500 cash is waiting for you. And all you got to do is lose the inches.
524-6162. Time again to register for the Friday Because We Care drawing. Be the third caller at 454-6660, and your name goes in the box to win a Because We Care package this Friday during the last part of the 9 o'clock hour. The third caller at 454-6660 gets registered. Call now.
Hi, I'm Donna Jones, and your children's academic achievement will come first if you elect me to the St. Louis Board of Education. I'll work to lower class sizes, reopen alternative schools, and restore the 25 accreditation points that were squandered by the current boards. I'll work to reduce top administrative salaries, stop the extension of the school day, and provide bus service to all students. Make schools lead safe and act on the Kerner Report. Most of all, I'll work to include parents, students, and teachers as part of the policy-making process. As a former parent liaison at Dewey International Study School, I know the importance of keeping communication lines open between families and school, because today's students have the potential to be tomorrow's leader. On Tuesday, April 4th, join me in putting students' achievement first. Vote for me, Donna Jones, for the St. Louis Board of Education.
Paid for by the committee to elect Donna Jones to the Board of Education, Connie Davis, treasurer.
No more calls for the Friday drawing. We have our winner. No more calls at this time, please. Thank you.
I am Stella Hughes, asking you to vote for Shelley Welch on April 4th if you are tired of the good old boy network in University City. Vote for Shelley Welch if you want to be included when changes are being made in the city that affect you and your neighborhood. If you want positive progress for University City, vote for Shelley Welch. Vote for Shelley Welch if you agree that City Hall has become complacent. It is time for change in University City. On April 4th, vote for Shelley Welch.
Paid for by Shelley Welch for Mayor, Julie Neiman, Treasurer.
Hi, this is Lethea Owens with a personal invitation to join me for Motivational Mondays, where your dreams become reality. Part of Women Inspiring Women every Monday afternoon on AM 920 WGNU. I believe when you follow your purpose, you have no choice but to be phenomenally successful, because all of the resources and opportunities you need become attracted to you. So join me, Lethea Owens, for Motivational Mondays, part of Women Inspiring Women, every Monday from 1 to 2 p.m. on AM 920 WGNU, where we discuss the issues that matter most to you.
The struggle for fairness on the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. I am Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have so much stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. My toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU, any kind of, every kind of, all kinds of ways. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much to talk about. 454-0400. Are you feeling loved out there? You feeling loved out there? I don't know why. When George Bush, that would be Boy George, signed the reauthorization of the U.S. Patriot Act, he added an addendum saying he did not feel obliged to obey the requirements that he informed Congress about how the FBI was using the act's expanded police powers. Huh? Huh? Mm-hmm. And I guess it comes down to this. I gotta ask myself, why would a Congress who knows more about Bush than you and I ever will, because they're up there all the time, they've seen him do things, they've heard him do things, they've talked to people that know he has done things that if the American people found out, that they would be terrified about. Why would you give a man who's already demonstrated that he doesn't have to follow any stinking law, why would you give him the authority to change it? When you passed the Patriot Act, he said, I don't have to do anything in here that I don't want to, and I can expand this into anything I want to. So why did Congress say yes to the Patriot Act? You knew you were just giving him the ability, you should have known, you were just giving him the ability to do whatever he wanted to do when he wanted to do it. You see, just like most of the things that they do it, no child left behind, translated, Every Child Left Behind. It's one of those moments. George W. Bush called folks to the White House. They had the cameras there, and they had the media there. And he said, what do you call it? Let me tee it up for you. He called it a piece of legislation that's vital to win the war on terror and to protect the American people. So what happened after they closed the door and all the cameras were gone and all the photographs had been taken and all of the speechifying was done? He said, oh, yeah, let me issue this signing statement. And in this signing statement attached to the Patriot Act, Bush said, I do not consider myself bound to tell Congress how the Patriot powers are being used. I don't feel bound to do that. I don't feel bound to do that at all. Huh? And he said, and I will not tell you if I believe it would impair foreign relations, national security, deliberative process of the executive, or the performance of the executive's constitutional duties. In other words, he said, bump y'all. I don't have to tell you nothing I don't want to. I've got the Patriot Act. I've got my big stick. Get out the way. Get out the way because I'm going to use it however I feel fit to use it. And I ain't going to tell you, Jack. Do we get any pictures of that? You think, were there any cameras on when he signed that? Was there any speechifying done when he signed that? Did they do any speechifying on that? They tell us how protected and safe. He said, you know what? Yeah, this act says that I'm supposed to report to Congress and say who's being spied on and what. I don't have to do that if I don't feel it's necessary. And let me predict something for you. I ain't never going to think it's necessary. I see Congress, you know, it's this whole thing. It's like when the Republicans were just with the whole Dubai thing, when they were going after Arab people, and Bush said, whoa, 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 cowboy. That sounds a little racist to me. Whoa, whoa, pull it back there, partner. Well, baby, you let the dogs out. You let the dogs out. So for Congress to say, you know, I mean, y'all let them out. Y'all let them out. That's why George W. Bush is going to do exactly what he wants to do to spy on Americans, and you are never going to know about it. And you can say all day long, all of you, folks that failed the First Amendment, you know, all of you that got F minuses in what the First Amendment means, you know the folks I'm talking about, the folks that are saying, I don't have any rights to privacy. I mean, I'm not trying to hide anything. All of y'all that failed the Constitution 101, the First Amendment, the Second Amendment, the Third Amendment, the Fourth Amendment, the Fifth, all the amendments, the ones that failed the class on Constitution, right to privacy. The right to privacy is not about whether or not you are trying to hide something from the government. The right to privacy is about your right that nobody can peek into your stuff. Whether you are baking cakes or passing out literature, the government can't spy on you. They cannot. That's what the protection of your right to privacy is about. George W. Bush said, I don't consider myself bound to tell Congress how the Patriot Act powers are being used. I don't have to tell y'all nothing. And remember, y'all let the dogs out. When he treated the press like that, y'all should have known he was coming for you. You should have known he was coming for you. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax, huh? 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 You need to get up. You need to get to me. And you know what the scariest part of that story is that his signing statement on the Patriot Act went virtually unnoticed. Senator Patrick Leahy, but see, here's the thing. I blame this on Patrick Leahy. You're the Democrat that made the Patriot Act happen. You're the Democrat that made the Patriot Act happen. It would have never gotten approved but for you. So you can object all you want to. You let the dogs out. You knew what he was going to do. And if you didn't, I don't know what. There's no excuse. I knew what he was going to do. Four five four oh 400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is the fax. And ladies, I got an opportunity for you. I know you picked up a couple inches over the winter. How do you get rid of them? 8 weeks, lose the inches challenge. For $100, you get unlimited 8 weeks of fitness classes at Get Down Mama. That's Latin salsa, African dance, belly dance, no more flabby abs, total fitness boot camp, strength training, Pilates stretches, 1.5 hour massage, 1.5 hour personal training. All you have to do is register by March 31st at 524-6162, 524-6162. You can win $500 if you lose the most inches. Can you beat that? No, you can't beat that because it's a $300 value for $100. All you have to do is register by March 31st. The number, 524-6162, 524-6162, 524-6162. Get down, Mama. Got to exercise to drop off the weight naturally, Mama. Handle your business. My number here is 454-0400, 454-0400. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much to talk about. You're on the wake-up call, Frank.
Have a great idea on immigration. When they have the big demonstration that'll be coming up, if they had a 500,000 in L.A., they'll probably have 1,000,000. What they ought to do is, once they get there, they ought to cordon the place off and start checking green cards. And they can just take the ones who don't have green cards, send them back across the border. It'll save a lot of time.
And as an American, you feel very comfortable with not having a discussion, a larger discussion about what they're asking for and what this government is doing. You feel comfortable with just rounding people up and shipping them off, right?
No, we can talk to them, but they're
talk
illegal.
To them about what? The fact
what
of the
don't you understand about the illegal is
what don't you understand about being an American, Frank?
What don't
I mean
you
the fact of the matter
the
fact of the matter is that there are all kinds of people that have all that are paying taxes, whether they're here illegal or not. They
uh-huh.
are sending their children to school. They are working and they're working and paying taxes. You know that there are billions of dollars that are sitting in the American coffers right now because of the tax money that illegal aliens have put into our tax base. So the fact of the matter is it's not as simple as, and I understand that there's a mentality in America, there's this xenophobic mentality in America that, okay, now we're going to close the doors to people that we've always let the doors open to. That's xenophobic, that is racist, and it's intolerant. And you know what? The fact of the matter is your president is saying, let them stay. So
all
is this
adjustment?
So are you down with George Bush now? Are you down? George Bush is saying. George Bush is saying. George Bush is saying, let them stay, Frank. You're the man that sings George Bush's praises before you go to bed at night. Tell me what you think about your boy now. How you like your boy now, Frank? Talk to me about your boy. Tell me. Tell me about your boy. See, you don't want to talk about your boy now, do you?
Between legal and illegal.
You don't want to talk about your boy now, do you, sweetie?
Do you.
Yeah. Tell me about your boy. Tell me about your boy. You're the one that calls this show. You're the one that calls this show all the time talking about how wonderful it is to be a Republican, how wonderful it is to be a conservative, how wonderful George Bush is, and George Bush said, let him stay. And all you can say is, Liz, what's your definition of illegal? Tell me about your boy. Tell me about your boy. He says, let him stay. Frank, what do you say? Gotta go. Yeah, I bet you do. We're taking a break. My number is 1-877-920-WGNU. Ain't that something? Ain't that something? Now's the time to stand up and tell us what you think about your boy. Because George is saying, let him stay. I'll be back.
Your hearts can go their way. Can't put it off another day. I don't care what others say.
They think we don't listen anyway. Time has come today.
Again, to register for the Friday Because We Care drawing. Be the third caller at 454-6660, and your name goes in the box to win a Because We Care package this Friday during the last part of the 9 o'clock hour. The third caller at 454-6660 gets registered. Call now. This is your wake-up call, global news update. Dateline Baghdad. The situation in Iraq remains extremely dangerous for American troops. Within the last 60 days, the death rate has dropped, but the rate of non-lethal injuries has spiraled. The official number of wounded since the action began 3 years ago is 17,269. Almost 8,000 of those soldiers were hurt so badly that they could not return to duty. The latest figure is running about 7 per day. This is up from the end of last year when it was running between 3.3 and 4.8 per day. Military analysts say this indicates a disturbing capability by the insurgencies to step up attacks against both Iraqi security and civilians, as well as continuing to inflict damage on American forces at the same time. And Dateline Tehran. A report has surfaced out of Iran that its government may have backtracked a bit on plans to start dealing in oil with euros. A spokesman for the Iranian oil minister issued a statement last week that it has no information about opening an oil exchange in a free economic zone on Kish Island located in southern Iran, and an exact date for its creation is still not known. There were reports that the exchange would deal exclusively in European currency. That would cause the American dollar to default. All oil deals are currently made in American dollars, and that gives Washington the ability to ensure that there will be a constant demand for its greenback. This is your wake-up call global news update. No more calls for the Friday drawing. We have our winner. No more calls at this time, please. Thank you.
Hi, this is Jenny Peterson. I show up now and then on my favorite radio station, WGNU. I hope you'll be there, too. We'll let you know when I'll be on. Keep listening. California, yeah.
You see him wearing... Hello, my name is Tony Weaver. I am a candidate for the Hazelwood School District. There is no greater cause than the education of our children. And there is no greater responsibility than ensuring that our children receive the education that they are entitled to. Our children deserve a school board member that will respect all of our children and parents, and a school board member who will insist upon fair treatment for all of our children. My name is Tony Weaver, and when I am elected to the Hazelwood School Board, I will make certain that students, parents, and employees have the support and the environment that they need. April 4th is Election Day in Hazelwood. Please punch number 61 for Tony Weaver. The future of our children, our district, and our community depends upon your vote.
Paid for by the campaign to elect Tony Weaver. Paul Banks, Treasurer.
This is Dr. Laura Schlesinger. Tune in weekday afternoons from 2 till 5 on AM 920 WGNU. Dial 1-800-DR-LAURA and let's take on the day together.
Hello, my name is Irv, and I've lived in University City for 40 years. I've voted in every election. This year, I'm voting for Shelley Welch for mayor. Shelley has proven by her actions to be a very honest, fair, forward-thinking person. Shelley and I worked with a small group of University City residents to create the Green Center, an environmental education center for inner-city youth. This is the kind of leadership University City needs. On April the 4th, you have a choice. As I see it, it's more of the same, or it's time for a change for progress. Vote for Shelley Welch.
Paid for by Shelley Welch for mayor. Julie Neiman, Treasurer.
Hi, it's Kevin.
And Sue McCarthy.
Of the Travel Planner Show. Every Saturday afternoon from 2 to 4 here on AM 920 WGNU.
If you have a travel question, we'll try to find the answer for you.
Tell a friend and tune us in 2 to 4 Saturday afternoon on AM 920 WGNU.
My name is Peter Downs. In the last 3 years, we've seen St. Louis schools lose 25 accreditation points.
Peter Downs has been a public schools parent for 18 years and has two children currently in St. Louis public schools.
Violence in schools has soared and the dropout rate has shot up.
As publisher and editor of the St. Louis Schools Watch, Peter Downs has been an advocate for all children.
It is time to turn our schools around.
Peter Downs' reporting helped prod the management of St. Louis Public Schools to clean up lead contamination at Mann School.
Vote for me on April 4th. Let's build a school board that wants to educate every child. Let's build a school board that will work with parents and the community to build the kind of schools that St. Louisans want.
As a school board member, Peter Downs will be able to do even more.
Together, we can make a difference. Vote for Peter Downs for school board.
Peter Downs is a parent's choice for school board.
My name is Peter Downs. Vote for me on April 4th.
Paid for by the committee to elect Peter Downs, Kathy Steyer, Treasurer.
Anywhere in the world at WGNU.net. The award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. Kevin.
Hello, Liz.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm outstanding.
This immigration issue is something else.
It is something else, isn't it?
You know what, Liz, you once said and because I agree, you know, being a person who was about labor and being a steward in the union and also working organized unions, I'm for workers.
Mm-hmm.
See, what I don't like is they're not paying these.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right.
But it's a ticky issue when I go down Grand and I see all these black men.
Who are you telling, Kevin? I know. You feel that. You feel that,
right.
Okay. But what is happening is that people are being allowed to come in, and then the wages are being depressed, and people are getting jobs for cheaper amount of money, and other people are going unemployed. I understand. It's far more complicated than building
it's
a doggone wall.
Absolutely. Black men.
Absolutely. And it's far more complicated than building a wall. It's far more complicated than just making a immigration or being here illegally a felony.
True.
It's
That's
much
not
more
complicated. Anyway.
That's not going to work anyway.
It's not feasible to put 11 million people in jail.
It's not. It's
not, and it won't happen.
And it won't happen.
But what can happen is because why I'm no longer involved in certain organizations, because what we need to do is really attack business. When you hire somebody legally, it should be some real fines.
Absolutely. And if you
close them down,
close the businesses down,
right.
But here's the thing. There has to be a balance. There absolutely has to be a balance. If there were a raise in the minimum wage, a significant, the minimum wage was raised to a livable wage, oh, we wouldn't have any problems. We would not have any problems.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, and that'll be like $15 an hour.
Yeah, well.
Well, you can't, because $10 an hour is not, I mean, you know, they're saying this livable wage is $8 an hour, $6.75. You tell me where you can live off of $6.
Okay.
75 cents an hour. Have a good day, Liz.
All right, thanks, Kevin. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. My toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. 500,000 people showed up. 500,000 people. You're going to have to deal with this in a different way than saying, okay, you're illegal, you've got to go. It's not that simple. It's never been that simple. And that's why, and what's going to be fascinating is to see, like the coward that we had on the line a few minutes ago that refused to talk about his opinion of George W. Bush. Because what George W. Bush is siding with who he always sides with. Big business. That's where his money comes from. He's not siding with his base. He's siding with the people he's always sided with. The base just always thought, I get plenty of love from George W. Bush. No, you don't. Baby, he's riding you like a racehorse in the Kentucky Derby to gain control of Congress and to gain keep control of the Senate, or to keep control of both of them, actually. They use your passion about abortion. Now they're whipping you up on gay stuff. He don't think he's like you. He's using you. George Bush. So what's going to be fascinating is to see how this whole discussion shakes itself out.
Because the base, like the caller that was all pro Bush 6 weeks ago, now he's confused. I don't like, you know, we got to go back to our, you know, our base. We don't like these people. We got to keep these people out. What do you mean, George? What do you mean? Oh, it's going to be fascinating, y'all. It's going to be fascinating. And I got to give you one more opportunity, folks. I got to give you one. Get to your phones. This is the number you dial, 524-6162. Why? Because you're going to go to Get Down Mama, pay $100 and get 8 weeks of unlimited fitness classes, Latin salsa, African style dance, total fitness boot camps, one-half-hour massage, one-half-hour personal training session, $100. It's a $300 deal. And if you lose the most inches in this eight-week period, you will win $500 cash. That's right. You have to register by March 31st, 524-6162, 524-6162. Get Down Mama. That's got to exercise, drop off the weight naturally, Mama. So call him at 524-6162. Win $500 cash. Like you can't buy an outfit with that. My name is Liz Brown. This is the wake-up call. Listen, folks, I hear my music coming up. That means I got to go. But that's all right. I'll be back same time, same place tomorrow. Until then, you know what the drill is. You go tell somebody, I need you all to promise me that during the day today, you're going to call at least five people and tell them to vote for Peter Downs and Donna Jones in the school board election. We got to take the trash out. That's your job. This is the last week before election. So until tomorrow, tell people what to do in the Board of Elections race and stay strong. Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with
very sad news for all of you, the people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight. Remember? I remember saying that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, how is this
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever. More families in trouble. More and more people who need help but can't find it. A struggle against the common enemies of man. Tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal. Yet many are denied equal.
And so we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
The issues that matter most. It's AM 920 WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Daria Alden.
I pledge allegiance to the flag.
The Pledge of Allegiance recited at a naturalization ceremony today in Washington, D.C., but this one had a special guest, President Bush. He was there to promote his immigration policy. It included a guest worker plan, which would allow illegal aliens to stay in the U.S. if they'll do the jobs the president says...